Junkie is on.
The three best friends you never knew you had. Running through the most viral stories of the day.
The News Junkie Sean Wasson with Sabrina and C-Lane.
It's the News Junkie for a Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. Lots to get to today, from I'm spoofing everywhere to a dog gets monkeypox from its owners and the death of the muscle car. Plus your calls, dispatches, emails, texts, and more. Hey there, Sabrina.
Hello.
Hello, C-Lane.
Hi.
And hello to you. You can join us on the show today. All you have to do is send us a dispatch. Go get the app. It's over at the website, thenewsjunkie.com. Record your first dispatch today, and bam, you are on the show just like that. You can also watch us on Facebook, YouTube, and twitch.tv/thenewsjunkie. Your comments are rolling right into the studio right now. How's everybody doing on a Tuesday?
Not too shabby. How about you?
Yeah, you know, hanging in there.
See you later.
I'm good.
Yeah, okay. All right, we're all good. We're all good. Just checking in with everybody. We're going to start off as we always do. Let's put our ears to the ground, our fingers on the pulse. Let's see what's happening in this great big wide world of ours. And we go to Kansas City.
Woo-hoo.
We're going inside a church, friends. So get ready for it.
Hallelujah.
Inside this
Who
church.
Died?
Well, no, nobody died, but the pastor is real upset with the congregation.
We're saying the last couple of times I've been in a church.
I know. This time nobody dies, right. Thankfully. The pastor is pissed. And, you know, you can't blame him. When you're a pastor, you deserve some simple things like a private jet or a brand new watch. You deserve the finer things in life. Jesus wants it that way.
Yeah, I was about to say, not even deserve. The Lord calls for it, because that's what they say every time. Jesus spoke to me. He said, get on that jet.
And will you believe this?
What?
The congregation didn't give this pastor the luxurious watch he was deemed to have by God.
Follow him where they take MasterCard.
He's very upset about this. Let's tune in.
See, that's how I know you still poor, broke, busted, and disgusted, because of how you've been honoring me. I'm not worth your McDonald's money.
Come on.
I'm not worth your Red Lobster money. I ain't worth your St. John knit. Y'all can't afford it, no how.
I like how there's still some people like, yep, Sam, preach on.
They're saying Jesus, so I feel like they want him to go back to the topic at hand.
Maybe get back on track.
Considering it's during service.
I'm not worth your Red Lobster money. C-Lane went to McDonald's this morning. You didn't give your money to this pastor, right? This preacher.
No.
Unbelievable. No, the guy just wants a watch, for God's sake.
I ain't worth y'all Louis Vuitton.
Come on.
I ain't worth your Prada.
Come on.
I'm not worth your Gucci.
Come on now.
See the guy at the bottom left? Like, what are you talking about?
What's happening right
Physically
now?
Physically showed with his hands. I don't know what you're saying.
Where are you going with this?
Ooh, I'm saying this, and I promise you, Deacon, it's not with respect to want. I'm saying it because I want you to understand just what God is saying. I even found out that Movado, you can buy a Movado watch in Sam's.
Yes, you can.
I got the membership.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that person didn't get him the Movado watch. That's all he wants.
And y'all know I asked for one last year. Here it is the whole way in August. I still ain't got it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Let me kick down the door and talk to my cheap sons and daughters.
He is not thrilled.
Buddy.
The congregation.
There was, in that full minute and a half, not one mention of the Lord
besides
Jesus wants that for him.
Didn't talk about any scripture, didn't sing any hymns, but damn if he wants that watch.
I appreciate his honesty, though, that he is just saying the congregation won't give it to him. Last pastor that made viral news just took the money without them knowing.
Yeah, they do that sometimes. Yeah, or they just... they get up there and they talk about it after they've gotten their private jet. And the people in the congregation are like, wait, that's where our money went to? That's what you're spending this cash on? They all need this stuff, folks. So start to cough up a little more cash when you go to church on Sunday so we can get that sweet, sweet Movado from Sam's. That's what he's looking for. Did you watch it last night, C-Lane?
I did.
Were you disappointed?
No.
The finale, the series finale of Better Call Saul, which C-Lane's been watching pretty religiously.
Yeah. No, it was good. There was a lot of stuff that super serves fans of that whole universe.
Was it extra long, or was it just the regular length of a Better Call Saul episode?
I think I read ahead of time That it was like an hour and 6 minutes.
So, whoa, an extra 6 minutes?
You gotta get a little bit.
No, I meant like total runtime without commercials.
Oh, so with commercials, like an hour and a half or something, yeah. Probably.
Apparently, there were some issues with AMC's. I don't know if it was their streaming
did it crash?
Service. Yeah, but like a lot of. I have to find the story because I don't want to mess it up, but it was not working, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, if you wanted to watch the finale once it was posted, a lot of people were having issues with
they
it.
They probably had a flood of people trying to get it. You know, one thing I was wondering about, everybody probably remembers if you go back just a little bit, that Bob Odenkirk, was it a heart attack that he had or something on set?
I think so.
He was touch and go there for a moment, and his health was really in question. Did any of that, like, could you see that in any of the shows that they put out there, or you couldn't notice a difference?
I didn't notice anything. I know that obviously a delayed filming of the last season.
Yeah, they had to stop for a while.
And so I wonder if that affected some of either the storylines or the casting. I know there was one character that somebody was complaining about who the actor was not available. For that.
So really?
So they had to like switch up somebody.
They don't even mention it. They just changed somebody out.
Yeah, it was a minor. It was a semi-minor character. It was somebody that wasn't part of like the main plot line. It was like part of the black and white, you know, future plot line,
right.
Gene plot line.
Yeah, I know that Bob Odenkirk did a video last night for all the fans, like really late when he posted this. It was like 1:54 in the morning. And he wanted to put
about,
this out there.
That was about when I wrapped it up.
Well, let's see. He's talking to you. Let's see what he says.
Hey, here's there.
Bob Odenkirk.
On a Nokia phone.
Yeah, not great footage.
Everybody's been asking me how I feel about saying goodbye to Saul Goodman and Better Call Saul. And I'm not good answering the question because it's frankly hard for me to look at that experience and even at that character.
Can we get this man an iPhone or anything better than whatever he's rich?
He's a treasure.
This guy is rich. He's got the crappiest phone I've ever seen.
I'm getting a webcam vibe.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like the round one.
Yeah.
That just sits on top of the laptop.
He's had it for a long time.
Like I'll tell you what though, he has aged well.
Yeah, he does.
He looks good.
Yeah, there's a couple of people that get lucky like that.
I think but perhaps, like, he sent this to his agent or something, and his agent is a green texter, so it caps
the conversion.
It caps the quality on your video.
This must have been a weird night for him to see all that sort of wrap up.
Too closely. It's too many moving parts, and they fit together too beautifully, and it's a mystery to me how it even happened. Thank you for watching. I want to thank Vince Gilligan and Peter Gould for giving me the chance. I did nothing to deserve this part, but I hope I earned it.
He's a nice guy.
Six seasons.
Yeah.
The cast around me, Ray Seahorn, Michael McKean, Jonathan Banks, Tony Dalton, Michael Mando,
Sean Wasson,
and everyone else. Giancarlo Esposito. They all made me a better actor than I am.
Oh, if he had gotten Giancarlo.
Just working with them or watching them work. It's been an unbelievable experience. I want to thank the crew in Albuquerque. These people are the most beautiful, sweet, hardworking pros ever. I'll never be around so many great people.
Man, he's a nice dude. He's a good guy.
So what's next for Bab?
I mean, now he probably goes in a whole different direction. Sometimes that happens. You want to get away from the character.
He had that movie. I mean, I don't think he's super typecast in any direction. But didn't he have that superhero movie, like Nobody?
Yeah. I didn't see. Oh, yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, the guy who wrote it.
Yeah, that was great. That was a good movie for sure. Yeah, he's always working. I mean, that guy's been doing stuff for so long.
He was, among the many factoids people like to throw out, if you like search for his name on Today I Learned, he was one of the ones that wrote or co-wrote the Matt Foley character.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Living in a van down by the river.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that all wrapped up yesterday. We're not going to spoil anything because I know there's probably a lot of people, especially
everyone is dead.
With the app being down and some people not being able to watch it who didn't get to catch up with that. But certainly a big end to a big show there as that ended last night for good. You can join us on the show today. You don't have to wait on the phones, do any of that stuff. We'll use technology to break through. And right there from that smartphone in your hand, in your pocket, on your desk, wherever it is, you can get the News Junkie app, record a dispatch, and join us on the show today. Another thing that I saw out there that was bouncing around was right now they have this this court case going on for these asshole law enforcement officers who were the ones who had the photos of Kobe Bryant's body after the crash. And like one of the guys up there was a former fire captain. And in the middle of the testimony, they were like showing some of the photos, I guess. And he left, like he got off the stand and like left out of the courtroom because of all of the emotion that was going on at the time.
He was one of the guys who shared the photos?
He was one of the people who I think was in contact with the photo as it was going around. Now, mind you, these photos never leaked, thankfully, into the broader like internet, and you can't get them, thankfully. But these officers were sharing them like they were Pokemon cards or something.
Now, they won't be available. Like, are they going to seal it after this trial is over?
I would think so. I would hope so, for sure, because the people who had to either describe them or, you know, look at them, they were like, these are really, really bad. Nobody needs to have this out there.
And I know his wife had taken the stand and broke down. And then one of like the big headlines as we revisit how all that went down was one of the officers had showed it to a woman he met at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the bartender who saw him doing that and was the one who essentially,
right,
I don't want to say ratted him out. I mean,
she just told him what
he did good by
doing
it by saying like, hey man, that's messed up.
Well, the thing that's crazy to me is that you would think like he's basically trying to use it to get laid. Like he's at the bar, you know what I got?
And what kind of sick woman would be like, oh my God, let's get out of here.
Yeah, if that works, you might want to be worried about it more so than anything else. But they said, citing stress.
Are we worried about the guy or the woman?
Both of them are sick.
I'm worried about Kobe Bryant's family probably in this thing the most. Citing stress from working the crash, Brian Jordan resisted questions that took him back to his actions that day. This is the former fire captain. When attorneys for Bryant's widow, Vanessa, claim he was led around by a sheriff deputy to take photos of the scene, including crash records and the victim's remains. Kobe Bryant's remains were among the pictures, asked Bryant's attorney Lewis Lee before being cut off. I need a break. I need a break. He stood up. Sorry, Your Honor. And he walked off the stand for the first of three times that he would do so because
and
of the emotion.
Hold him in contempt.
He was just the guy actually reading that was taking the photos because he was supposed to. That was like his gig on the scene. He was supposed to do that, and that's how bad that whole crash scene was, and yet they're still spreading this stuff around. All right, we got some stuff to get into today that you're going to enjoy. We have some fun things and a lot to talk about on a Tuesday. So do join us with your dispatch. When we come back, an ultra marathoner, I don't know why anybody would do this, but gets himself in the most insane situation and says, you know what? I'm going to record a video for Instagram right now. What happened to him? Wait until you hear this. It's coming up in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Beware the chat room. Trust us, you've been warned. This is the News Junkie.
We'll get to your dispatches from the News Junkie app in just a moment. Man, I just can't connect with somebody who's into this to begin with. Not just like a runner. Cordy likes running. You know, a lot of people like running. But I'm not just a marathon runner, an ultra marathon runner.
Like, where they just run for a week.
Yeah, I can't even think about this. The life of being an ultra marathon runner is a weird one.
What? Okay, so what is ultra marathon running? Your typical marathon is...
Yeah.
Five.
Is it 20 something kilometers or something? I've never done a marathon before.
26.2.
Oh boy.
26.2 is correct. Those are the stickers.
It's kilometers, right? 26.2 kilometers. Oh, is it miles?
Yeah.
God,
so
damn, that's far.
Probably 5K.
That's a long. No, that's not how that works.
All right. 5K in
kilometers
miles.
are shorter than miles.
3.1. So what? How many kilometers is a marathon? 26.2 miles.
I thought it was 26.2 kilometers. Maybe I'm wrong.
42 kilometers.
Okay, we didn't get anywhere there.
This is why we're not talking about running.
So I'm not into this. As we've just displayed, all three of us are not into this world of running marathons. But these people do this. And this guy who's an ultra marathon runner, he ran a 150-mile race in California. Think about how hot it is outside right now. And this guy is running a 150-mile race. I don't even want to drive my car 150 miles. I want to stay as far away from that as I can. And to add to all the things that you have to deal with, this guy, his name is Dean Karnazes. He's 59 years old out doing this.
He's a show-off.
Yeah, he's like one of these over-producers.
How many people participated in this, what did you say, 150 miles?
Yeah, it says 150-mile race.
Gross.
It doesn't say how many other people were in it. He may have been the only dude out there. He's the only racer. He was out on a 150-mile trail run, and he said while he was out there, he got attacked by a coyote, making this even more ridiculous. And then he said the coyote, like, knocked him over and stuff. He decides, like so many people do, he's going to take to Instagram and make a video about this after he just got attacked by a coyote. I hope he doesn't curse. He's at Ultramarathon on Instagram, if you want to see the guy I'm talking about. Here he is.
He is ripped.
This is the guy addressing it. You would have to be in, like, just the craziest of shape. He's got blood all over his face and his shirt and stuff for where this coyote attacked him. And it says, animal attack, beware.
I just had something rather terrifying happen.
Dude, put down the camera.
I'm on a 150-mile trail run, and I got attacked by a coyote. That was a first. It knocked me over, and thankfully I was running. I'm running with poles, so I whacked.
Oh, hit him with a pole.
Oh, kind of brutal. Not sure what I'm going to do, but...
why are you running at night?
Going, or else, I'll probably come back for me.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Ooh.
What okay. a bizarre individual, Ooh. Man.
He is so weird. Look at the meme that he made of himself.
All right, let me see here.
Nothing, like, drives me. I don't know. It's like a weird drug where I think it's so cringy, but I love to see him is when people quote themselves.
This is him?
On their own Instagram. And so I have seen the enemy, and it's me.
Dean Karnazes. And he's just, like, dripping in sweat in this photograph. I've never actually exerted myself to the level that this guy's at right here.
According to Running Magazine, he posted, or there was no result on his race at Ultra Sign Up.
Mm-hmm.
So it appears that he has dropped out after the coyote
Oh,
attack.
Really? What a pussy.
That's
you lazy bastard.
You are your own enemy, bro.
Yeah, unbelievable. I cannot believe this. What a different world, man. A 150-mile race, and this guy at 59 years old gets attacked by a coyote, whips it up with those, like, running sticks that they run with. I've never even used those, obviously.
What if he just said he was attacked by a coyote, but he just didn't want to finish the race?
That's what I would have done. I would have gone around the first corner and whacked myself in the face a bunch of times. I've been attacked! No, I'm not going to show you that. I'm not going to physically do that again. But, wow, good luck, sir. And unfortunately, I think this particular race, it sounds like, from what Sabrina said, is over for him. I want to throw a question out to everybody today, and that is, are you back in the office now? I know a lot of time has passed by. The reason I ask this, whether you're working from home still, working remotely still, here in the month of August 2022, or if you've gone back to work, because Apple is setting their return to office deadline finally for September 5th, and that's for corporate employees to be back in the Apple offices at least 3 days a week. So they say Tuesdays, Thursdays, and another day that you determine will be days that you come back into the office. This is a shift from their original plan, which was like telling people, hey, don't worry, you can stay away forever. Now companies are kind of reneging on that and having the employees come back.
Which companies, like, stand out to you as ones that have said, we're going to do this forever? I think Twitter was one of them.
Twitter, I think, was one. I think maybe Facebook, too, because a lot of their employees, they can do that. But you got to remember, like, Apple, Facebook, these companies paid so much for these huge buildings.
That's what the first thought that came to me. They're like, we are literally wasting money on rent, but we need an office space. Because we're a giant corporation, we need it to be giant and showy.
Yeah, we
but
want
no
to be impressive.
Here.
Yeah, we built like this cafeteria with like free food and a gym and a lounge. And
what are we going to do with all the Segways that people use to go to office to office?
See, I mean, if it were me and I worked for a company like that, and they did have those like perks where there's like an arcade and some free food,
sleeping
and,
pods,
all that kind of stuff. I go. I don't know. Maybe it's not so bad to go back into work.
Right.
Like, working from home is fun for X amount of reasons, but not paying for lunch is also pretty fun.
Yeah, I like that too. Angel over on YouTube says 1 day a week in the office. Big Doug Millionaire on Twitch says 100% remote. So people in between here still. And I think now we're getting to the point where a lot of companies are going to say, get your asses back here, except for the holdouts. Alicia on YouTube says, I've been a telecommuter for almost 4 years. No change for me. So she was pre-pandemic doing this. Yeah. This grift.
Plenty of people were. If it were me and it was Apple and they were like, hey, you got to be Tuesday, Thursday, and a day of your choice. I mean, Wednesday, right?
Right. Are we
Wednesday?
You get the sweet Monday where you just stay home, and then the Friday where you stretch out your weekend a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, you're being a little lazier because you're at home.
Slack Friday.
You're never going to work as hard. Slack Friday is going to be the nationwide thing. All right, let's go over to you. Let's see what's happening with your dispatches as you start to chime in on this lovely Tuesday. Here is I'm a PC with a dispatch. Oh, hold on, that's still coming in. Here is Forget About It, talking about Better Call Saul.
Yo, what's up, news junkies?
Better not spoil.
You're talking about the series finale of Better Call Saul. It's all good, man. I watched it, loved it. They did have a commercial. I was watching it on delay and fast forward commercials.
Heard about
but
this.
The one commercial I did see said, it looked like they're making a spinoff, and it is starring Bob Odenkirk. I don't know, maybe he's hustling a con. He's running a con in prison. I don't know, but it looks like there's going to be a spinoff at least, and it is going to star Bob Odenkirk.
Oh,
so I don't think that's accurate. They did run ads during the show for new series. And I think somebody on the chat room said earlier that Bob Odenkirk's going to be in one called Straight Man.
Uh-huh.
And then I think there was another,
but is it in this Breaking Bad?
I don't believe so.
Okay,
no,
you
no.
think it's separate.
Yeah. So, and there's another, series with, the guy that plays Gus, Giancarlo Esposito. Mm-hmm.
Is that the chicken guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I thought they might do something with him. I'm a PC. Let's see if that dispatches
them. So it happens all those people that moved with, like, California salaries to, like, Wyoming.
Right.
What happens to those?
Well, I mean, I'm sure some employees would be like, look, you told us we could work remotely. And until they can weed those people out, which might be what they try to do, I think a lot of places are going to start being more forceful about getting people back in the office. They haven't said a damn thing to me about it, and it probably will never happen that way, except for maybe, you know, like they try to get you in a day a week or something, which I've never been opposed to. It's just,
they were talking about it for a minute.
And then they dropped that, you know?
The weird part is they would talk about it, and then there would be a big rash of COVID.
Yeah.
And then we would talk another about variant. It. And then another variant.
And people kind of got tired of that back and forth. So I think it died down a little bit. But it seems like the get your ass back in the office movement is starting.
Yeah. And I think that I have a little bit to do with the fact that we are still here.
Oh, what'd you do?
Well, I took some days off.
Yeah.
And when I took some days off, you guys asked somebody to be back at the studio running things.
Right.
And then Jack figured out that's my space.
It's office.
My time. This is my place to hang out, and I don't have my place to hang out.
Yeah, it's screwing up his whole cycle. His day, his schedule is ruined. Matt on YouTube says, worked on site during the pandemic. I'm 100% remote right now. And a lot of other people chiming in on this over on chat. Send us your dispatches and tell us what your situation is. Those are coming in fast here today on this Tuesday. Let's hear from our friend Insecure Walrus.
So the ultra marathon runner guy, you talked about Dan Karnazes. I've seen shows about him. He was a stockbroker in like San Francisco doing the whole money thing, and he just got tired of it. He hated it, and he just started running one day and discovered he could run without stopping for a long time. The reason he was on a show is because his body doesn't make lactic acid, the thing that tells your muscles, hey, you're getting tired.
Really?
Up, that kind of thing. So he can just run and run and run. He once ran 50 mile races in 50 days. So the guy got up every morning and ran 50 miles 50 days in a row. And it was just normal for him.
That can't
he's
be good
like
for
a superhuman. That's wild. In some ways. And he's like almost 60 now and is doing 150 mile races. That's that's
fighting with coyotes. See, way too old for this kind of stuff. Scorpio Lady on YouTube says, yeah, Sean, when are you going back to the studio? That's not my plan moving forward. My plan for this show is that everybody could be wherever they want and we could properly do the show every single day, right? So that's the overall goal is if we could have perfect video quality, perfect audio quality, sometimes maybe be at the studio, sometimes be here, sometimes all be in different locations. I think that's the future. I think that's a way to bring even more content into things. And I think that flexibility is what I'm looking for moving forward in my life anyhow. That just sounds like a better situation, less stressful. All right, we got more of your dispatches coming in. We're going to get to those. Plus, when we come back, we'll get the latest on what's happening with this whole Mar-a-Lago thing that continues to bubble up out there. And the death of muscle cars. What's happening?
No.
I'll tell you about it in a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
The home of real talk and effective tools for self-care.
What is that sensation? It's called optimism.
Real Radio.
The mortgage rates have gone up, but so have your home values. That means you have some hard-earned equity that belongs back in your hands. Don't you want to stop paying extra interest every month? Don't want to lower your house payment by $100, $200, possibly even more? Don't you want to feel better if you had a cushion in the bank? Well, you could. You do a cash out refinance. And like I said, put that hard-earned equity back where it belongs. Pay off credit cards, consolidate debt, put in a pool, do some home improvements. The possibilities are endless. And you'll see immediately when you go to thatmortgageguydon.com, it's going to make sense for you. Because not only are you working with an expert, but you're working with someone who's part of the Real Radio family. You can tune in every Saturday and Sunday morning to hear the Home Loans Radio show. And if you go to thatmortgageguydon.com, you have direct access to that Mortgage Guy Don via live chat, email, Zoom call, any question you have. He's the one giving you a direct answer. He's going to help you through the process. So get started today. Get the answers that you deserve by going to thatmortgageguydon.com.
The show that takes you from Skywall Summer to Jack Rocket Ball, whatever that means. This is the News Junkie.
You know, I don't know what to make of this. I saw this yesterday, and it made me feel like just strange about watching it. And I would never, ever do this personally. Like, if my son was still of the age that he was going to elementary school or he's getting ready to go to, like, middle school or whatever, I could never see myself going, Dylan, we gotta work on something. But this mom posted a video. I don't know if you guys have seen this or not, but it was making the rounds yesterday, and I think CBS or somebody did a story on this. This mom filmed her kid, and he's 5 years old, and she was like getting him ready for an active shooter situation at school. And so she's got like a, I think it's like a bulletproof Spider-Man backpack, and they go through the drill, and the little kid's like play acting as if there's going to be a shooter at his school.
This is beyond what they do at school sometimes, like, yeah. She took it upon herself.
Yeah, she's just doing it on her own at her house, I guess. And when I watched it, I was like, God, I feel like this is so traumatizing for the kids. But I know the other side of that whole equation is that parents go, look, this is a real fear that I have, and I want to make sure in any of these situations that my, you know, my kid would be ready for this. I've got like a short version of what she did here. Let's take a look. Here it is.
In your room, and they call out, is anybody in there? What do you do?
She said, the shooter is in your room, and they call out, is anybody in there? What do you do? Little kid says, I say I'm here.
I'm here. Absolutely not. You don't say a word. Okay.
So he's not good at the drill.
In there, you do not say a word. You stay absolutely silent. Okay, you get out of the building. Where do you go? Where do you run?
Outside.
Where outside?
Home.
You run as far away from the school as you can go.
Okay.
Mom will find you. Shooter is in your room.
So she just goes through the paces with him to try to get him ready in the event like he was in a school shooting or something. And there was another video of him like tucked away, kind of trying to hide as if he was in the classroom and somebody with a gun came into the classroom. And I, on one hand, I'm like, God, this is so weird and so disturbing. And why would you do this to this poor kid? But on the other hand, it's like, hey, I guarantee you, if there did happen to be in the unfortunate event of this happening, a shooting at the kid's school, she'd be damn happy that she gave the kid some information about what to do. You know, that's like that's the back and forth on this whole thing to me.
Okay, but then why film it?
I know the filming it thing is pretty weird, right? Like, doesn't that make it seem like her intentions are not just for let me teach you something?
I mean,
a little bit about me.
It comes off a little bit like that, but then again, if it inspires other mothers to do the same,
that's
and
what
then
she's
you
say.
Get the overall like,
right.
God, this is where we're at now in this world, but. Just based on that video itself, Good thing she reviewed with him because he was not prepared.
No, yeah. He didn't know.
What do you do if the shooter's in the room?
I tell him I'm here.
No, you do not.
Come on, kid. This is the last thing you're supposed to do.
Where do you run? Right back into another room.
Yeah, the kid, he was ill-prepared. So she did tell him some things he needed to know.
Yeah, but but you're right. It's like there's a weird gray area between a mother that's doing this solely for the advantage of other mothers, and making sure that other kids are being taught this, especially if other kids are like this kid.
Yeah.
Just ready to just out himself to the shooter. Yeah. I'm here, shooter!
Come get me!
The gray area between that hypothetical mother and then the mother that was like telling the kid to look sad. And yeah. He's like, I am sad!
Here's the thing that kind of came to mind as I was watching this. I was like, we had drills. The drills were generally for like tornadoes or something in school that you would have where they would tell you what to do with a storm.
We did
to get ready.
We did fire drills, but I don't remember ever doing a tornado drill. Right.
And you could also say, look, a fire drill is going to instill some level of fear in a little kid. And what are the odds you're actually going to have a significant fire at the school? Just getting them ready.
We had fire drills at our school in high school where like they would plan it. Everybody knew ahead of time, and they would actually set off the fire alarm so that everybody would go outside. And then there was always one or two classes that went, you guys,
we're busy.
This is a waste of time.
Yeah, we're busy.
Oh, we were going to go outside and stand.
And this kid, he was wrong. He did learn some things here. It's just really strange to see that kind of stuff. I had to really frame it around that whole idea where if you do a fire drill, the odds are you're not going to have a fire in your classroom either. Odds are you'll go through your entire schooling from K all the way to the end of high school. Even if you go to college, you go all the way through all that and never, ever, ever have an actual fire in your school or in your classroom. It doesn't mean it's not a good idea to go, hey, in the event that this thing happens, what are we supposed to do? Otherwise, you have chaos. And in the case of an active shooter at your school, chaos would mean this kid ran right to the shooter. I'm in here!
I think historically, the one that they always kind of riff on and make fun of was the drills for a potential nuclear attack.
Right.
Because it's like, if a nuke drops, you're getting...
Yeah, what are you doing here?
You're getting wiped out. Oh, I mean,
it's almost like the instructions on a plane.
Depending on the proximity to the nuclear bomb... I mean, I think they said in Hiroshima, like, people's shadows were burned into the ground.
Yeah.
Like, they were just instantly wiped away.
Going under your desk is not going to save this. Yeah. That's the same thing I think about on an airplane. They go, in the case of, you know, the plane, like, heading towards the ground and a severe emergency, you got to take down this thing and start. And I'm like, hell no. I'm not doing all that. It's not going to help me. I'm just going to make sure my seatbelt's on. Maybe that'll help me a little tiny bit. And I'm gonna pray for
then you end up with you end up without pants on.
Oh, I don't want to be without pants on.
Remember during a crash, it was like a bunch of people, just their pants were in the seatbelt, and then they were half naked.
Then I'm taking off my seatbelt because I don't want to be found naked and just like near the wreckage of a plane, and then that footage leaks out somewhere. That all sounds pretty bad to me. That's tough. We're gonna get to you in just a moment. Your dispatch is from the News Junkie app. I saw former President Trump now saying he will do whatever he can to help the country. The temperature has to be brought down. He also said at the same time, the American people are not going to stand for another scam, which is kind of going to feed the cycle of people being pissed off when you're referring to what happened at Mar-a-Lago, the FBI raid, as a scam. So feeding into the system, but also saying he'll do whatever he can to trump this or to stop the anger from spreading more. This country is in a very dangerous position. There is tremendous anger like I've never seen before over all the scam and this new one, years of scams and witch hunts, and now this. If there's anything we can do to help, I and my people would certainly be willing to do that. There has never been a time like this where law enforcement had been used to break into the house of a former president of the United States, and there's tremendous anger in the country at a level that's never been seen before other than during very perilous times. Dude, while you're saying you'll do whatever you can to calm things down, you're throwing fuel on the fire to create anything other than calm out there for the supporters that are pissed off about this stuff. So he's sort of talking out of both sides of his mouth at this moment, it seems. And before we get to those dispatches, it seems as if the age of the muscle car is officially over.
Oh, no.
Dodge says they're going to discontinue their gas-powered Challenger, the Dodge Challenger. Is that what cops have? We talked about this before. They have like a special charger. Dodge or something. Do they have a charger? I guess they have a lot of different cars. There's different ones that they drive. Dodge will discontinue its gas-powered Challenger and Charger muscle cars at the end of the year as the brand transitions to electric vehicles. Since being resurrected in the mid to late 2000s, they have been stalwarts for Dodge and popular vehicles for a new generation of gearheads. But that all is changing. I really think you snapshot yourself forward like 20, 25 years in the timeline, and there'll be very, very few gas-powered vehicles that are being constructed by any of these outlets. So you just got to figure out how to prepare yourself from that. If everybody right now switched over to electric vehicles, the grid in most places wouldn't be able to absorb that because there's too many people now trying to charge their vehicles.
It would be a nightmare.
Yeah, well, then all of a sudden the power is going out.
Or you're just waiting in line to charge your car, which takes an hour at least.
Some of those superchargers are a little faster, I think. I've never done this. I've never experienced it, so it would be interesting to actually go through that process.
My mom has an electric car. But,
does she?
But like the...
what I does feel she have?
The tiny little, I think Volt? It's a BMW.
Oh, BMW.
And it's like, it doesn't even make it all the way to Orlando from Miami.
Oh, it does? It's got
not
that
in
short
one
range.
Charge, but it looks like it's made out of recycled materials, but she loves it.
Yeah.
She has to charge it every night, and she gets to go to her, you know, Miami Shores or Hollywood, Florida at most, but she's not coming to Orlando
right.
with that.
That's perfect if you're staying around town. If you're not going too far, that's like an ideal situation you could have. All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from you. Actually, we can get into some of these right now. We got a little bit of time. Let's peek under the hood and see what you have for us with your dispatches today. Rob Kowal chiming in with a dispatch about the active shooter drills. Here it is.
Hey, you know the kid where the mom is teaching him about an active shooter?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the same thing in the late 50s, early 60s with the kids going under the desks, teaching them to hide because Russia and Cuba were going to send missiles over?
Yeah, that's what it was.
I don't know, kind of the same thing.
It was the Cuban Missile Crisis that caused a lot of that. Because
that's for like elder millennials or the generation before. Because
yeah,
I feel
like 70s, I think.
My age group, they didn't seem to not have any worry at all.
No.
In the 90s and early 2000s, we were just like, as long as you got the fire drill down, we're good.
I got to be honest with you. When I try to think about, tell me where you guys are at on this. When I try to think about elementary school, I have maybe like one or two memories. I can't remember.
I have a few.
Yeah, quite a few.
K through five, like all of it is washed away. And I mean, it gets worse each year. You get further and further away from that.
I could name all five teachers I had in elementary.
Can you? Oh my God, I would have no idea other than my kindergarten teacher, Miss Greenhill.
I could probably name a decent amount of the students by first and last
name. Oh my God, I have no clue. I would have absolutely no clue.
It's mostly just because I have stories about them. Like I've told you about the fifth grade teacher that was so upset that Marilyn Manson was going to be performing at UCF, and she was going to stop donating to the Alumni Association and blah, blah, blah.
I remember small things that stick out, like everybody was playing a Foursquare.
Remember Miss Studer got mad because I blew my nose too loud?
She got angry at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She beat you in class?
No. We weren't corporal.
No, weren't there.
BCCA.
Let's see. Here is Grounds Guys with a dispatch.
Hey, Sean and crew. As far as you guys going back to iHeart Studio, I think it actually hampered the show. You guys have a great thing between each other. You have the motif, which I'm sure adds to your groove.
Adding to the groove.
It's not like you're talking with the monsters or with Jack in person and they're sitting next to you. You guys are all there together, hanging out. Well, you used to do shots, but now you're slacking and, you know, turning into little, oh, I don't want to get drunk. At least some of you are.
Well, this started very different.
You're growing up, you're getting older. God damn, the show's going to hell.
Is he mad at us?
It started out positive.
It really did. You okay, bro?
Brisby on YouTube says, Sean, it's been much longer since you were in school. Yeah, of course, but I mean, I don't think I held that even like 5 years ago or 10 years ago. My longer-term memory is not fantastic. I remember tiny things. Like, I have my first memory, which was before I was even in kindergarten, when I knocked myself out at the preschool place I was at.
Maybe that's why you can't remember anything.
Well, it could have been. We were playing, and they used to have on the playgrounds these big concrete tubes. I think I might have told this story before.
We had one of those too.
And you would play on a concrete tube. Now I don't know if they
would
do that.
It was like a piece of sewer.
Yeah, it was like construction equipment.
There was poop in there once. Put the kids inside.
You could like run through it as a kid, but
I'm sure some kid pooped in that thing.
So I was like laying on top of it, and my head fell back, and it hit the concrete, and I knocked myself out. And I remember very distinctly waking up, and all the other kids had gone back to the classroom, and they left me out there by myself.
Wow.
And I went back into the school.
I'm not so much concerned about the kids leaving you out there, but there were no adults?
No. Teacher, everybody left me out there, and I went back into the classroom. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I remember that, strangely enough, even though there was a head injury at the time, apparently. But so much of that other stuff is so hard to remember.
I feel like it's there. You just need to be triggered for like the repressed memory to come back.
Something will remind me.
Yeah.
Sometimes that does happen. Like even you walk into a room and like a smell or just like this some sight that you see.
Weird how the brain works.
All of a sudden it'll bring back something. But I've got stuff buried down. I remember pretending that I could skateboard because at the time skateboarding was big.
My little sister did that. I was more of a razor scooter gal.
They didn't have those. Not when I was in elementary school.
We had a wagon.
They didn't have those back then.
I had a skateboard and I brought it to school a couple times, but I couldn't do a damn
me either
thing.
Yeah,
I the one
I could do the TikTok clock thing.
You play one game of Tony Hawk and you're like, I'm gonna be a skateboarder,
and you go out and you're like, this is hard.
The one thing I could do that I convinced myself it was a trick, but looking back on it, it's like, when would you ever need to do this on a skateboard? Mm-hmm. Was I could start if the skateboard was upside down with my feet
like
under
your
it
little flip thing.
And then jump flip and get on.
Oh, I couldn't do that. Yeah, that you're
but it was. It was no ollie.
You graduated way past me. I didn't even get to that territory. Okay, when we come back, we'll get to more of these. We got an update on the Rust investigation with Alec Baldwin. We got a ton of stuff to get
Rustier?
To. Stay right there. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Saving our love and affection for the completely unattainable.
Dear Scarlett Johansson.
Real Radio 104.1.
From the...
When good things go bad, bad things make headlines. This is the News Junkie.
I swear to God, I've never heard of this before. But there's a whole lot of splooting going on out there.
Budding?
Yeah, there's a lot of splooting.
What's a sploot?
Just splooting all over the place.
I splooted this morning.
You might have, actually. When I saw this story, they're like, New Yorkers are freaking out because the squirrels are splooting all over the place. It's like, I don't know what that is, but it's got a sound to it. It sounds one way. And the squirrels...
Of all the ways and all the terms available, splooting seems like the last one I would have used.
Let me see if I can find a representation of this.
Oh, wait.
Pornhub.com.
I know what this is.
You've seen this before?
Yeah, we've seen it in this room.
Yeah.
Lady splutes.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that see this. And it's,
oh, Carl splutes.
It's pretty hilarious to see. Here's the story.
So right now, everyone is trying to cool off, and we mean literally everybody.
The squirrel is spluting. It means the squirrel just lays flat the F out.
Because they're so hot.
Sidewalk. It's the squirrel's burning. And so it's like Superman style with its arms fully out and then its legs out behind it. And they're splooting all over the place.
Basically to get their genitals as close to the cool ground as possible.
It might be, yeah. Because they're trying to cool off. And so if you walk around, you're like, hey, are all these squirrels okay? Why are they laying like this?
And splooting's so funny.
It's really strange looking. But
do you guys sploot ever yourselves? You ever splooted before?
I've never exercised myself to the point where a splooting would be required so far.
I just, even after a hot day, nothing feels better than like ice cold sheets or comforter. And then you sploot all over there. And then once that part of your body gets cool, turn around or go to another part of the bed that's
so
cool.
So are you viewing splooting then, Sabrina, as like a reverse starfish?
Correct.
Okay, I've done that. I've 100% done that.
I fall asleep splooting and then I wake up starfish.
You just plop your body, you fall out of the bed with your hands
face
out.
First. Yeah. Terrible for your neck,
It's a good time. And these squirrels are doing this all over the place. People think they're dead or something. It's fine. This is what they're allowed to do. This is what they're supposed to do. On hot days, they keep cool by splooting on cool surfaces to reduce body heat, and they also call it heat dumping, but I gotta be honest with you, that doesn't sound as fun.
Sounds like a fart.
Yeah, it's splooting that sounds exciting and interesting, and I'm splooting, man.
Heat dumping sounds like you gotta go and your AC needs fixing. Right.
That sounds like it's the opposite of splooting, just absolutely not a good time. Okay, we're gonna check in with you in just a moment, but a quick update from this whole Rust movie set investigation.
Rustier.
And before, we had heard from the FBI report that said Alec Baldwin's full of it and that he must have pulled the trigger on the gun that he had on the set of this movie, which then ended up killing the cinematographer, Helena Hutchins. But now there's information coming out from the autopsy of Helena Hutchins and a review of some law enforcement reports from this incident that happened way back in October. Now, they released some of this yesterday, Monday, and the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office said it's unclear if Alec Baldwin, will face any criminal charges. They called the shooting a tragic accident. Well, his lawyers at least called it that. The critical report is the one for the medical examiner who concluded that this was a tragic accident. This is the third time the New Mexico authorities have found that Alec Baldwin had no authority or knowledge of the allegedly unsafe conditions on the set, that he was told by the person in charge of safety on the set that the gun was cold and believed the gun was safe. The FBI report is being misconstrued, so they are firing back. Well, I probably shouldn't use that. They are returning. Answering the charges that were thrown out yesterday by the FBI.
They are shooting from the hip.
Yeah, there's too many metaphors that are shooting
They're
related.
They're murdering.
Yeah, this is not good. All right, we're going to get to you real quick because you're an important part of the show. I want to hear what you have to say. You are heard here when you send your dispatch across. Get the app now at thenewsjunkie.com and hit record. Here is Guitar Slinger with a dispatch. Hey. Oh.
Missed one.
And it's really blue.
All right, we got a song going.
All around the world, shirts are scratchy and stiff. You know how much I hate them. My junkie shirt, it's really nice and soft. Every time I wear it, my wife just wants to boff.
Boff? Dude, hold on. Flag on the field. Does anybody say boff?
I don't believe so.
What is boffing like splooting?
Like having sex. Like my wife wants to boff. That's
boff? I've never heard of that. But you knew what it was.
I've never.
Is that from your day?
That. No, it's not from my day.
Just got my boff on in the bedroom?
No, okay. I've never heard that.
I've searched Urban Dictionary for boff. We're assuming B-O-F-F would be the
correct
spelling.
That would be my guess, yeah.
I have an ugly but okay person. Also, they shouldn't... I don't get that part. Another way to reference an electronic cigarette or vape without sounding like a nerd.
Give me a boff.
Someone who smokes snide Richmond's on purpose and is a term to describe people who are unintentionally freaks. Could be someone with resin teeth.
Isn't I boff at you? Just boffing like...
scoff, maybe. I don't know. I've never heard anybody say boff like that, but I definitely never heard boff used as for having sex. I've heard, you know...
Well, you're the one that said sex. He didn't say sex.
The way you phrased it in the song, it was like, my wife wants to bop or boff. And bop would have made more sense, perhaps. Maybe he's
this
got
is
more
what happens
content.
When you create original songs and send it.
We're not
dispatch.
Even focused on the song itself. We're just focused on one word.
Just got a shirt. I put my arms inside it, baby. Put my arms inside it, baby.
That's what we need. Let's be honest. The only reason that song was a hit was because of that dude, whatever his name is.
Yeah, and last time you played it to out the show, That's it. That sounds like, show. Sounds like the last time you played it to end the show.
You heard it here first. Show's gay.
Show's super gay.
And Sugar Ray is how you identify that?
Okay. Sugar gay.
Oh.
No, the last time you played it, you downloaded the version without Super Cat. And I was like, the you bastard.
That version even exists.
No,
is a crime.
That should be deleted. The version without that guy is boring. And it doesn't. You need to have Super Cat. Is that his name?
Yeah.
You need to have him in there.
Put my arms inside it, baby.
You gotta hit stop.
I mean, he's got to put his guitar down first. Yeah, man.
There he goes.
The guy doesn't play guitar.
Do his thing.
I got a guitar
in the corner I haven't touched in months.
I don't have time to play the guitar. I'd love to. I'd love to get
over
there.
Do it for one of the videos.
For one of the videos. Well, I'm going to play guitar in a video? Why would I ever do that?
Because that's where you could utilize the time and the video.
No, that video's not going to get any views. That's why I'm not going to do that video.
Sorry, guys. I tried. No.
Or it gets so many views that you stop reading the comments.
Yeah. Oh, if I'm playing guitar and making a video, I'm never looking at the comments. The whole thing will be completely ripping me to shreds. I'll stick with what I'm doing. I think that's working better. I'm not even going to play this, Big T. You can't say in your description, apology for the background noise. Re-record it, man. Don't send it to me with the background noise. I don't want that. Here's Swilly with the dispatch.
Hey, everybody. Happy today.
Happy.
So I'm no skater, but I do have a longboard. I went to school at UCF. Go Knights. And the campus is pretty large. And I would have trouble getting from class to class, so I taught myself to ride a skateboard to help me get around on campus.
All right.
So, I mean, I can skate, and it's a lot of fun. I like to go to Wickham Park here in Melbourne and cruise around, but I can't do no tricks or nothing like that. It's just
can't do no trick
point B kind of thing.
One time I went to a party at this kid's house, and they had a half pipe in the backyard. When I say half pipe, don't think like the one you're going to see at the X Games or something. Like somebody built it at their house and maybe it's 6 feet tall on either side or a little taller than that. And they were all without helmets or anything, just dropping into this half pipe on their skateboards and like, you know, going and doing the thing. And they're like, good, Sean, try it out. Dude, drop it in on the half pipe. And I went up there, and I got the skateboard right up to the edge, and I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
I don't think I would have been able to do that either.
Like, this is only going to end with me losing teeth or just doing some real damage to my body, so I should probably not go with that.
I remember Sabrina, I think, mentioned the Tony Hawk thing, where it got people into skating. People got super excited because they played a lot of Tony Hawk. I remember using the cheat codes on Tony Hawk, and you could just grind endlessly.
Yeah, your score goes for the entire time, and you get like millions of points and stuff. One of the most insane things to think about is when I was in elementary school, I'm talking fourth and fifth grade, when we were talking about skateboarding and stuff on the basketball courts, we were talking about Tony Hawk. At that time, Tony Hawk was already in the forefront of the skateboarding world. It's 2022.
And no one can recognize Tony Hawk.
He doesn't look exactly the same, but I think he can still skateboard as far as I know.
That's his shtick, though, is that he took to Twitter after he was having so many instances of walking in public and nobody would recognize him. Mm-hmm. Like, a TSA agent grabbed his passport. It's like, that's the same name as the skateboarder.
Skateboard guy. Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, it is. And then he would share the story.
His
son is skateboarding now.
Does he? That would be tough.
I really could have made that up just now.
If you're Tony Hawk's son and they're like, all right, go ahead. And you have to overcome a huge shadow of your father trying to get into that sport. That's a lot.
He is pro.
It's like poor Jacob Dylan, you know. He
never going to get there, man.
He tried.
When Bob Dylan's your dad, put the guitar down, man.
Jacob Dylan, I thought, had decent music.
Yeah, he had One Headlight. I don't know what else.
The Difference.
The Difference.
Sixth Avenue Heartache.
Yeah, they had
not too bad.
Had a couple of hits. Better than most people out there.
So Tony Hawk's son, his name is Hudson Riley Hawk, better known as a street skater. I don't know what that means. He turned pro on his 21st birthday in 2013, became Skateboarder Magazine's Amateur of the Year the same day, sponsored by Baker and Lakai.
I think, okay, I might be way wrong here, but I have a trickle of a memory. I think Tony Hawk's son is in a relationship with Kurt Cobain's daughter.
Ding, ding, ding. Points for you. Since early 2021, he's been with Frances Bean Cobain. And wasn't he the one that there was an issue with the guitar that was gifted? Or was that the previous ex-boyfriend?
I don't remember. I kind of remembered that they were together. Imagine if they had a kid. My God, that kid would be the most talented child on the planet.
Too much pressure.
Yeah, you don't even want to get involved in anything. Just go into charity work. Just stay focused on that. That's probably the best way to try to get through life. We got more of these dispatches rolling in heavy on a Tuesday. I'm surprised that we have an update on the Anne Heche situation, but it is a pretty wild one. So it's worth touching on that as we move forward. We got the next episode coming up and a whole lot more as we roll on a Tuesday. Stick with us. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
You know, you can always text us.
Unless you're driving.
At 77031. Standard data and message rates apply. Real Mobile is powered by Orange Buick GMC and orangebuickgmc.com. We are professional grade.
From the show.
Filling in the gaps between the New York Times and World Star. This is the News Junkie.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us today.
You're welcome.
As always, not you. You're contractually obligated to hang out with us. That's a totally different thing. Be careful out there, friends. And I'm aiming this at the young people listening. Because if you're an old person who's listening, or if you're an older person, if you're not an adolescent listening, and this impacts you, it's time to have a come to Jesus moment about your life. It's time for you to realize that some changes need to be made. If you're over the age of, let's say, 14 and you're drinking Capri Suns, I'm worried about you. I think something has gone wrong. I think that you're stuck in a time trap and you need to move along.
Because of the way that because it's a cup. It's
Capri Suns are just not adult drinks. They're
not. Do you never just purposely, for the sake of nostalgia, drink anything from your childhood?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe some stuff, but like, I'm not going to drink a Capri Sun.
I've had a Capri Sun as an adult. It was delicious.
I don't even see like the situation in which I would come across a Capri Sun. Like, where am I going to encounter a Capri Sun in the wild?
In a cooler, a hot day out, a block party, a friend's house.
If I went to somebody's house and there was nothing else to drink and there was only Capri Sun in a cooler, I'd go for it. But otherwise, it's like a really far-fetched example to get it to a point where I'm like, give me a Capri Sun.
What if, okay, and I'm not pulling this out of thin air because this is actually something that has been offered and I have taken part in.
All right.
What if you were at a bar and they said, we have alcoholic Capri Suns?
I've been in that situation as well. I've never tried it, but it's more acceptable, I think, because now you got some alcohol in the mix. You're working on making this more adult-like.
I did buy a very tiny little thing of sake because it came in basically a juice box.
Yeah.
With a little straw attached to it.
I think I've seen those before.
It was delicious.
They said at Capri Sun, though, there's some problems even beyond what I'm talking about here. They said that they are recalling 5,760 cases of Capri Sun's wild cherry variety because they believe that it may contain a cleaning solution, which is used on food processing equipment, and it was inadvertently introduced into a production line.
Oh, that's great.
So, not good. They said they got wind of this after getting multiple complaints from consumers on Capri Sun samples tasting funny.
Did they perhaps indicate what the side effects of consuming such cleaning solution
would
be?
It's going to be a lit lunch.
Death.
That's for sure.
Immediate death.
Oh.
No. There's no injuries reported so far. So if you do the math, there are 4 cartons to a Capri Sun case, 10 pouches per carton. So this affects 230,000 individual pouches of Capri Sun, which I think, other than the gimmicky container that it's in, is one of the worst drinks on the marketplace. I mean, it's really not. It doesn't have a great flavor. At least if you go back, man.
When's the last time you had a Capri Sun?
Whenever I was probably late teens, early 20s.
I don't remember it tasting good.
No, it was delicious. I always thought they were bad. And then if you poured them out of the Capri Sun thing into a cup, it was just like clear liquid and it didn't have a lot of flavor. at least some of them, if you go back, you know what I get down on? Ecto Cooler. I could do that. Watching the Bear.
You're.
Oh, man. Ecto Cooler, I could get down on. He did an adult Ecto Cooler. He did like his own custom made one or whatever. Small batch of them.
That, so because it was like yellow and green and color, that's what makes it.
It had good flavor.
Okay for adults?
No, it had good flavor. That's what I liked. I don't think the Capri Suns have very much flavor. And now they got bleach in them or some sort of cleaning chemical. At least this batch does. I'm going to stay away from those for a while now. Joseph on YouTube says, don't drink Capri Suns. Could be spoiled by a non-AC warehouse. Scorpio Lady says, Capri Sun is the Red Bull without the energy. Yes. I mean, I'm with you on that because Red Bulls are god-awful terrible, too. It tastes like it's supposed to be used to clean something, and yet they are doing just fine as a company out there.
Oh, yeah.
They don't need my help.
There were a couple months there, like getting out of the pandemic time, where Red Bull, trying to buy a lot of Red Bull was hard, especially the sugar-free.
Right. Yeah, I saw this thing yesterday because a guy did a YouTube video on it. And when I watched this, I was like, I want to track down every person who's purchased this and slap them in the face. I want to find everybody who's bought this, and I want to slap them immediately in the face. I'll see if I can find it at some point here today. But it was a type of water that really brands itself as the fanciest water you can possibly buy.
Is it in glass?
It's in a big glass bottle, and the bottle is nice looking. It's impressive. But a case of it, which I think would be 24, it was either 12 or 24 of them, was $200 and something, $260, $270. Very expensive. And I'm like, who's the idiot who's suckered into this and buying water for this much money right now? And there was a ton of reviews on the thing too, so I'm like, oh my god, people are actually watching this stuff. Let me see if I saved it. I don't know if I did or not. This is a different one, I think.
It's hard to even Google, because I Googled $200 water and it's like Amazon water bottles $200 and above, a home water distiller, ooh, that sounds fun. A $200 water gun comes up.
This is a way cheaper version of it. This is Halal spring water, six of them for $30. And they give you this story, the backstory is directly from the Patagonia. Our Andes rock natural spring water is collected from the Andes mountain of the Chilean Patagonia. And on, they sell this stuff. Whatever it was, I can't remember the brand, but I'm telling you, it was for 12 of them or something. It was $275. I don't know. Some YouTuber did. I'll find it during the break and show that to you.
Did you ever watch any of Down to Earth with Zac Efron on Netflix?
I don't think so.
I watched a couple episodes of it.
You see the one where they had this guy that was basically a sommelier, but for water?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And it was, super ripped.
I did see that.
Yeah. And I think at some point, for whatever reason, Anna Kendrick was there doing this water tasting, and she, roasted this guy for for being so obsessed with water.
I mean, when I look at this, I'm like, who in the name of God is spending this insane money? I'll find it. Yeah, I'll bring it up at some point during the show today so you can see. All right, Anne Heche, the crash scene, they said there's new video of this that shows just how bad the house was damaged. This woman whose house it was, or she was a renter there, this place was gutted. They said as they walked through the scene, you could see it was incredible that nobody ended up dying. The woman, Lynn Michelle.
I mean, somebody did end up dying.
Well, yeah, but the woman who lived in the house that hit, she was walking into another room to do some chores, and all of a sudden, bam! I mean, I think about that, and I think, imagine how confused you would be in that moment. All right, it's just a normal day. You're at your house, you're relaxed, and you just hear this god-awful noise, and the house kind of moves and rumbles, and it would really be so confusing. It would probably take you a while to piece together what happened. You're not going to think, if you hear a noise, oh, a car just crashed into my house. Clearly, Anne Heche has been drinking again, and she's plowed into my garage at full speed without hitting the brakes. You're not going to think that. It makes sense that you're not going to think that. But the destruction on this house was just really something else. She's having a hard time, this woman, dealing with the fallout. She's got physical and mental issues that she has as a result of this. And I guess she's lawyered up to help her go through the process of dealing with the insurance companies and that kind of stuff. Yeah, wild. And the home is just completely and totally damaged as a result. All right, we got time to work in just a few dispatches, then we'll tell you what's coming up on the next episode. Here we go. Noel Johnny fighting back for Capri Suns.
Good afternoon, News Junkie.
Hey, you.
On the topic of Capri Suns, I remember freezing my Capri Suns when I was a kid during the summer. Take them out of the freezer, ice cold frozen treat. Those are the good old days.
You don't need
that. I had to go home and put some in the freezer for tonight or tomorrow. Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
In the Acreage, what got us through these hot summers was those super cheap, I don't even remember what the brand is, those...
The popsicles.
Yeah, are they still pop? Yeah, it's like popsicles, right? Like
and the little plastic bags.
Yes, yeah, and you like rip them open or just cut the top off.
A frozen tube of juice.
Yeah, and they were, you could get like a big box of them for a couple of dollars or something. It wasn't very expensive.
See, that's another childhood favorite that people have tried to add alcohol to, but it's hard to do because you can't make it too boozy or it won't freeze.
Yeah, it's like you're fighting against yourself
right.
when you're trying to make something
but,
like that.
I mean, I've seen a whole bunch of YouTube videos where people are like snipping it off, taking some of the juice out, mixing in something alcoholic, and then using a hair straightener to zip.
Steal it back up, yeah. Ready to go. Here's Stefan with a dispatch.
Hey, junkies, what's going on? I was listening to you guys talking about the half pipe thing. Yeah, one of my buddies growing up used to have a little half pipe like that in his backyard.
Dangerous, man.
I never could get into skateboarding because I grew up playing hockey, so I was always skating. I was really good at roller skating, and then I picked up rollerblading. So I was like one of the few people that did like the aggressive skating. And I remember the first time I went to a skate park and dropped in on a vert ramp and
skate hard.
It was terrifying. And I definitely wiped out really hard the first couple times I did it. And my buddy was with me, and he was actually pretty good. And he kept encouraging me. He was cool about it. But, man, I don't know. I might have gone back two times after that ever and just gave up completely because not only does it hurt when you wipe out, but when you are the only person wiping out in the whole entire building.
That would be me.
Consecutively, it's extremely embarrassing.
Yeah, I can see that happening. You know, I'm not Dogtown and Z-Boys over here. I'm not going to be able to look impressive on any of those things. And you got to know in life, this is an important lesson for you, okay? Take this away from today's show. You have to know, you have to learn this early on in your life, as early as you possibly can. Figure out what you're good at and figure out what you're not good at. And don't waste time on things that you're not good at. We all had that kid growing up. I had a friend when I was growing up who the son of a bitch could just pick up anything. You'd have a guitar and he'd be like, oh, I've never played guitar before. And all of a sudden he's riffing off, you know, some crazy song or something. And he, oh, you guys got turntables? Let me try that. You know, all of a sudden he's mixing things up like a great DJ would. And he's good at everything. You have to figure out what you're good at and put your efforts straight into that direction. That's the best thing. As I've said before on the show, find your North Star and just start going. But along the way, you're going to find all these things that you suck at. And it's okay that you suck at them. Just don't waste your time trying to suck less at them if you're not naturally good at doing any of that stuff. Just keep moving in the smart direction. When we come back, the next episode is coming up. What is coming up on the next episode?
What's coming up on the next episode? A legendary rapper is venturing into the world of breakfast food. Turns out royal skid marks are a hot commodity. Plus, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a 25-foot rock star. All that and so much more coming up on the next episode.
Stay right there. We're back in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Because the newspapers don't come with cliff notes or potentially offensive accents. This is the News Junkie.
The next episode in just a moment. All things happening in the world of entertainment and beyond. A special hello to our friends in West Palm Beach on Real Radio 92.1 and 101.7. You look delicious today. You smell great.
You want to eat them?
Yeah, probably a couple of them. Just a bit there. Love those folks.
I'm coming y'all's way this weekend.
Oh, are you? What's going on in West Palm this weekend?
It's a rescheduled Dave Matthews Band
weekend.
Oh,
that's because he got COVID last time.
He did.
Right?
Yeah. I was halfway to West Palm when a listener, friend of the show, texted me and said, well, F-word, and it was a screenshot of them going, yeah, this is Camp.
Are you doing the two-show thing? Like with Tampa and West Palm?
No, just two shows in West Palm.
Oh, all right.
At the amphitheater with
it changes names.
70 names.
Well, if you see C-Lane out there, go up and say hi to him. All right, let's get into it. Let's do the next episode.
Because there's a lot on TV, and you can't possibly keep up with all of it. Even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about?
Boom! I'm horny.
Nothing.
Weather's nice.
It's time for the next episode with Sabrina.
Hey. Smoke weed every day.
Hold up is right. If you're refinancing, buying your first dream home, perhaps just thinking about starting the process of either, work with that mortgage guy, Don, thatmortgageguydon.com. And of course, you can tune in every Saturday and Sunday morning for the Home Loans Radio Show, Real Radio 104.1, 92.1, and 101.7. That Mortgage Guy Don, he is here for you. thatmortgageguydon.com. It was 23 years ago, 1999. The phrase that began its assault on the American consciousness was first given when this premiered on
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
ABC. That's right. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire began what was supposed...
That's the part I like the best, and you cut it out. Now I have to wait. Why would you do that? Why would you do that to me?
You know,
it's probably the meanest thing you've ever done to me.
Challenge accepted?
You accepted that challenge a long time ago.
A limited 2-week run on ABC, and then ended up being on forever.
Who hosts it now?
No idea.
I don't know either.
Isn't it like a celebrity thing now? Or is it Jane Lynch? No, she's Weakest Link. Actually, the Weakest Link may have been Anne Hetch when she passed away not too long ago. August 5th was when the accident happened. And aside from tributes, toxicology tests, rampant theories about what led to the shocking accident, her death has inspired a renewed interest in her words, like the ones that she actually wrote. Call Me Crazy was the memoir that she published September of 2001, just a couple days before 9/11. And it has long since been out of print. But since her death, it has now become a collectible.
Really?
Which is very strange. It is touted as a national and New York Times bestseller. It's on Amazon. And it is now, one seller is selling it or asking for the price.
Because they're not making it new.
$749 a copy.
That's steep.
They say prices have skyrocketed in recent days, according to The Hollywood Reporter. But it was once for sale for $200 briefly before it rose again to $499 over the weekend. It is available through other online retailers that specialize in used books with prices ranging from $304 to $750. And then you got that one Amazon dude.
By the way, I guess Jimmy Kimmel's hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire now. I didn't even know he was doing that.
They say it's no wonder that her titled the memoir Call Me Crazy, because she beat everyone to the punch. She was talking about mental health before it was cool or acceptable, in his words, to talk about those struggles. This guy Bergel also suggests that people buy the book at this time because it was something he wanted to read, and now because she's dead, it's something you want to keep as a collectible.
Weird.
Other outlets not asking for a penny. The Internet Archive, the nonprofit digital library that offers books, movies, audio files, and more, currently offers a version available to, quote, borrow, whatever that means. More than 200 people were viewing the title at the time of this writing.
That's so weird that it takes you dying to get that surge in interest in something that was around for so long.
Get your books out now. This person, not dead, but his underwear is very much alive, auction style. Prince Harry, to be exact. Talked about this, last week,
yeah,
I think.
I remember when it was like a stripper or something that was putting these up on auction.
Yeah, it was during a party in Vegas 10 years ago. Very famous tabloid picture of him holding his junk after being a part of some sort of billiards game in which he ended up, I can only assume, losing. Strip billiards style. Now, this woman started the auction. I'm a little confused, and maybe, C-Lane, you can... You or Sean, too, whoever. Anyone on the chat, look to see where the online auction is, but they started it as a live auction.
They started it live and then it went to online?
Yeah, so it was an in-person segment of the auction. It opened the other day at Hustler Club in Vegas. Bless you. And a call-in bidder has now pledged $250,000 for this underwear. The guy said he wants to build a shrine to the underwear at the strip club that he owns in San Diego. Bidding's going to continue online until September 30th or when the price reaches $1 million.
That's not how you do an auction. We're not going to end the auction until it gets to $1 million. That's weird.
I sent you a video of the first night. This is where the stripper herself is there presenting at the club. And I tried to look for the online portion of it. I went as far as to comment on the Instagram account belonging to Hustler Vegas.
This is her announcing it?
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. There you go.
The audio is awesome.
Yeah, I can't tell what she's saying.
Okay, we're done with that. Great times. So if anyone finds the online auction, please send me the link so you can at least keep an eye on it. Some of the proceeds will be going to Archwell, the charitable foundation set up by Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle. But I assume that they are not too fond of this whole auction.
The problem with this is there's so many news stories about the auction that's what you find before you find the actual auction.
But none of the news stories are linking to it.
Not that I see here.
So I find it very confusing, and it almost makes me think that the call-in bidder that does $250,000 is phony.
Yeah, might be rigged.
But we'll see. Last week, despite spending $90 million on the production, we heard the fateful news of Batgirl. She out. And now because of the rash of cancellations, including Batgirl and apparently other titles, there's now a new trending hashtag on Twitter and other social media platforms. Hashtag HBO Max just canceled memes. And they're fun. The link should be a little bit more in our chat, but they say that was the tip of the cancellation iceberg. In days that followed the Batgirl cancellation, Warner Brothers Discovery also canceled. Are we ready? Strange Adventures, the animated series. Not to be confused with Strange Adventures, the live action that we've never heard of. The Wonder Twins, Supergirl movies, animated series Little Ellen, LeBron James House Party reboot, and Scoob Holiday Haunt movie have all been canceled.
That's a pretty good Photoshop. The one with Dwayne Johnson's Squidward movie that they said was canceled.
So that's part of the meme and what people have been glomming onto, just making up fake movies. But HBO also removed 6 films from the service that were labeled as Max Originals, including Moonshot, Superintelligence, The Witches, An American Pickle, Lockdown, Charm City Kings, as well as Doom Patrol, Titans, Harley Quinn, Constantine, Black Canary, also on the chopping block. Now, after this all happened, that bad news inspired a lot of people to take to social media and talk about the first one. My favorite was the Dwayne Johnson Squidward.
Yeah.
The upcoming blockbuster starring The Rock. We also had HBO just canceled the Stephen King Peanuts crossover.
Yeah, it looks like Misery. That's what they're doing this one as.
Oh, real. Great. I'm glad you said that because I had no clue what that was supposed to be.
Is that Lucy, the one that has the black hair?
Yeah.
She's got like a big sledgehammer and the other dude's in bed like Misery.
The real Wesley West did the HBO Max just canceled the Song of Frappuccinos and Espressos, a Game of Thrones story. A dank normie said, Happy Feet 3. Oh, my God.
Happy Feet 3.
Maximum overtap. 48 hours, 50 pounds of cocaine.
I like how the female penguin, they put boobs on an American flag bathing suit.
And then at Twit to This had posted 24 Jump Street foreign exchange students. So all that and more, the trend seems to be having a good time as far as the cancellations. Not a good time. Because there are some cancellations in the porn industry.
Uh-oh.
And now porn sites are blaming, of all things, MasterCard for the crackdown on non-human dildos.
Oh, boy.
Now, we talked about this before in the past. We've gone to the websites. It's a thing. It's a niche. But it still exists and makes a lot of money. And it's like the dildos.
Like the dragon
shaped
ones?
Like dragons.
Yeah.
Or Smurf. Avatar.
I think the furry world gets into some of that.
And now, I guess, the glittery purple dragons are on the chopping block as well. They're saying MasterCard is to blame. Various creators have reported sites like I Want Clips, all one word. This is the first I'm hearing of it as well. They've prohibited anyone from uploading and selling anything featuring a non-human dildo because of MasterCard's term of service. Now, on August 11th, Dominatrix Lady V shared a screenshot on Twitter of a notification she got from I Want Clips that says, satanic seduction, sacrilegious strap-on was denied from being uploaded due to violating the credit card company's policy. Demon dildos are apparently not allowed, she says. Then back in March, porn star G Gummy shared a similar screenshot saying that she could not sell her tie-dye blue and green tentacle dildo.
I absolutely hate this. I think this is a travesty, and nobody talks about it. Credit card companies should not be able to go, you're not allowed to engage in commerce because we don't like this or this. It should be,
ones that are determining
it. Yeah, but they should not be able to have that power. It should be, is this illegal? And if you're breaking the law, then we can't process that transaction. But otherwise, like, weighing in on things that, like, why would they be involved in that?
Exactly. And it's not fair to their customers who want to use their services in order to have a consensual kink satisfied via whatever their sources.
Who is this hurting? Nobody.
Same thing with banks, too, because, like, I think I've told the story before about one time my banking app was down and I wasn't able to move money, like the network was being weird, and I ended up with some overdrafts, and I went to them to try and fix the situation, and they're like, seems like you've gone to quite a few bars. And I was like, excuse me, what do you care how I spend my money? You just want me to have it with you, right?
Their whole thing was in October 2021, they began enforcing an updated set of policies for adult content. This mm-hmm. was to, prevent abuse and trafficking, underage, and then all of a sudden...
Well, I think we're all on board with that part.
But then they start going into this, like, murky water of, well, that now includes if you want to see a guy dress up as a dragon bang a woman.
That's dumb.
So, notably, a press contact for MasterCard told Jezebel via email that the specific term non-human dildos is not mentioned in the rules, and it may be a policy in place with I Want Clips and the bank that connects the site to MasterCard networks. Despite this, many creators have seen the increase in content restrictions, and now they're just wondering, hey, when can we get our dragon strap-ons back? We shall see. In the meantime, this guy right here, one of the members of this band, maybe the most famous one. You might see him late night with Jimmy Fallon.
The Roots, yeah.
The Roots is right, and Questlove to be exact. He is preparing for the apocalypse, as one should. And when it does happen, when, not if, Questlove will be ready. Recently bought an 8-acre farm where he's building a warehouse for his records and a safe haven for his family.
Nice.
In an interview with Hip Hop DX, he says he was convinced by his ex to purchase land, I guess.
Is she invited?
Well, she just reminded him of a zombie. After being stuck in a penthouse during the pandemic, he said... Oh,
what a sentence.
Right?
After being stuck in a penthouse during the pandemic.
He's like, I need to prepare for this, very much so. I'm building my version of Noah's Ark, my dream place that in case something happens, then I know to ring the alarm and everyone knows immediately to report to Admir's farm, or Amir.
All right.
So we...
I don't know if I'm invited, but...
I would like to go. I mean, he put it out for the public, so I will be making my way towards there. He did not mention the location, so by all means, Google it. And hopefully it's stocked with this guy's new cereal.
Snoop Dogg.
Sipping on gin and juice, more like sipping on milk with some Snoop Loops, because that's what they're called.
I could get on board.
Snoop-a-loops.
Snoop-loops.
Snoop-a-loops.
Snoop-a-loops. Bring your green hat.
There's no cannabis in it, but it's a fun name, whether you're high or not. Snoop-loops. Gluten-free. They have marshmallows. And, of course, it's made of all great things that are cereal. Snoop's Brodus Foods line. Some of the proceeds go to charities like Door of Hope, which benefits the homeless. And speaking of Snoop, he broke the... top 10, for the Hot 100 with Bad Decisions, this collaboration with Benny Blanco. Isn't that the guy who used the Dispatch?
Bobby Blanco.
Sorry.
Bobby Blanco.
Benny Blanco and BTS. That makes him one of only three artists with a top 10 hit in the 90s, 2000s, 2010s, and 2020s. Other two are Mariah Carey and Jay-Z. On the BipTube, series premiere of Leonardo on the CW, America's Got Talent, Celebrity Game Face. Second season premiere of Devils on the CW as well. And the stand-up special, Tim Dillon, A Real Hero. Bob Odenkirk will be on Kimmel And you follow your dreams and me on Instagram at Sabrina Ambra. But most importantly, they want them.
Smoke weed every day.
Thank you, Sabrina. Still so much to get to on this Tuesday. Join us on the show with your dispatch. We'll get to some of those next. I see these rolling in. A YouTuber in the world of internet culture is getting a whole bunch of heat today for a really strange reason that I want to share with you. We're going to get into the time machine before the show wraps up today, so stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Willing to admit our preoccupation with short-term solutions in exchange for something shiny.
Is that a new iPad?
Real Radio 104.1.
From the...
Forever at the crossroads between viral news and total chaos. This is the News Junkie.
So I'm moving to New York, 'cause I've got problems with my sleep. We're not the same, and I will.
Tips at thenewsjunkie.com. And Nitty Nack emails about something we talked about yesterday, this Flagler Commissioner Joe Mullins. That's the dude who basically pulled a, do you know who I am, when the cops pulled him over. Wasn't he in like a Lambo or something, or Ferrari? Or
it was some sort of flashy car. And when we brought this up yesterday, when Amy Kaufelt brought the story about the eight ball to our attention.
Yeah, which he explained what it was, too.
There were people that were like, don't vindicate this guy. This guy's a total loser.
Yeah, people don't like this dude.
When we brought him up yesterday, though, is that he made the news for that, but now he's making the news again because he tattletailed on somebody.
Right, yeah, it's like this is his vindication. Like, he's trying to redeem his... his overall appearance. And
everyone can see right through it.
Yeah, his reputation. Yeah, it seems to me to be kind of phony. But Nitty Nack says, this is the same guy who weeks ago was quoted as saying to the FHP, do you know who I am? I run Florida. I run this county. While being pulled over for going 20 miles per hour over the speed limit. The FHP was also quoted calling him out on the type of person he is. Now he's, in quotes, an informant in a drug bust in Flagler County when he's had a previous history of drug problems. The person who was busted conveniently was out on bail not long after. It's well known in Flagler County that this elected official, Commissioner Joe Mullins, may still have drug problems, and this is seen as an effort to paint him in a positive light. Do some digging and search for Joe Mullins on Facebook. You'll see what the locals are saying. Not really libelous or defamation, but interesting regardless, especially given his background. Thanks, TNJ. Seth, a.k.a. Nitty Nack, thank you for the email. An interesting development in the world of monkeypox, which is still circling around out there, because the CDC has made a change. And they said this is a result of a situation in France where there's this couple, these two dudes sleep with their dog in their bed, and the dog got monkeypox. The dog ended up getting monkeypox from these two guys. There's a 4-year-old Italian greyhound that developed lesions and tested positive.
Oh, that's a tiny dog with little monkey pox.
Is that what they call a whippet? Is that what an Italian greyhound is?
I think those two terms are interchangeable, but I'm not totally positive.
It's like a tiny little greyhound. They're pretty adorable, actually, and they're fast as hell, those things. He tested positive for monkeypox 12 days after the owners first showed symptoms.
Yeah, they're so tiny.
And now they're saying, if you have been infected with monkeypox, don't be a dummy, man. Don't get near your animals because they too can get this, which they tried to tell us about COVID for a while. They're like, stay away from your dogs. Stay away from your animals. You're going to give them COVID too. And it's like, hold on. Is this actually any danger? No.
All right. According to the American Kennel Club, there is a difference between the Italian Greyhound and the Whippet, but they do look very similar.
They're just like smaller greyhounds, both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are cute little dogs. So, yeah, they said if you have monkeypox, please do stay away from your pets, if at all possible. The dog is going to be okay. I also was reading into, this is not the first time monkeypox has circulated in the United States. I guess there was another breakout previously, or outbreak, depending on how you want to say it. And at the time, it didn't really cause any panic. And now there was a suggestion that people are reacting this way because of what we just went through with COVID. Now, the media hype cycle wants to, here's the next thing. Let's go over this monkeypox thing. I kind of dismiss that because I think even though, what was the latest number? 8,000 or somewhere around that, somewhere in that territory. That's a significant amount of people. We're not talking about 50 people. We're not talking. We were scared for a while when Ebola was making the rounds, when there was like one person being flown to America.
Right. Ebola.
That was nothing. This is 8,000 people. That's a decent number of people. So I think that that makes it a little more interesting, and it's something that's worth focusing on for sure. 42% of Americans think monkeypox is at least as large a public health threat as COVID-19. They say most Americans now believe COVID-19 and monkeypox are equal threats. COVID continues to kill hundreds daily. I don't know that many people. There was somebody, I think, out of South America that died that had monkeypox. I don't know if they fully died as a result of the monkeypox. Monkeypox doesn't seem to be that deadly. It seems to be really, contagious? Really annoying is what it seems to be. It seems to be something that you don't want to have for multiple reasons, because you're going to be miserable when you get it. And the vaccine is out there. I think we just ordered like hundreds of thousands of doses of the vaccine, which is just a smallpox vaccine. You know, all this is a pox virus. It's like chicken pox or anything else. And it just so happens that it mostly entered the community of men who have sex with other men. It doesn't mean that those people are at any other risk, other than if the first person it infects is in that community, then when they start spreading it around and it spreads around a little bit easier through sexual contact, then there it goes. But anybody can get this, even these damn dogs, I guess. So you got to be careful out there with the monkeypox outbreak. And finally, for now, before we get to some of your comments, I know you want to join us. We want to hear what you have to say. But it looks like Ezra Miller, The Flash, is finally seeking some treatment here.
Oh, that must mean we have a couple more months till The Flash comes out.
When does that come out? I was thinking about that.
2023.
Is it? So is this coming out next year? And is he in another movie that's coming out?
Not that I'm aware.
Because he was in Fantastic Beasts or something, I think. Anyways, this guy's been in a shocking story after shocking story, according to UpRocks. And they're right about that. He was repeatedly arrested in Hawaii. He was fighting people at a karaoke bar. He was freaking out. Then he came back and he's with this Native American girl who he may have been talking to, and she was underage and stuff. And he was at some weed farm with his armed, and he thinks everybody's chasing him. It's just a breakdown. And the weirdest thing about breakdowns is this. Everybody knew. Much like everybody knew with Britney Spears, something is going wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
But you all sit back and wait. You're like, we got to wait till he commits some sort of crime, or till he gets injured and they bring him to the hospital, or whatever. Everybody knows this guy is having some sort of mental breakdown, but nobody can do anything about it. That's so weird. And even weirder, and this was very, very pronounced in the case of Britney Spears, media outlets are just gobbling it up. Like, aha. Like, there's a guy going through some stuff who needs to be admitted into a facility and needs to get some help because he's having a breakdown. And, oh, did you hear? And they're going after this story bit by bit. And to their credit, Ezra Miller's giving him tons to run with because he's going crazy out there. Here's the statement. Believe this if you want to. Think that it's the movie production houses that are about to launch these very expensive movies. Like, you might be right to think that. Ezra Miller has become treatment. Having recently gone through a time of intense crisis, I now understand that I'm suffering complex mental health issues and have begun ongoing treatment.
He did not write this.
I want to apologize to everybody that I have alarmed and upset with my past behavior. I am committed to doing the necessary work to get back to a healthy, safe, and productive stage in my life. So there you go. That's all coming down the pipeline here. And yeah, make up your mind on whether you think that was Ezra Miller that wrote that, or if that was somebody.
Look at the footage of him talking to people and tell me if that's the same statement.
The latest stuff I saw was it looked like he was on a porch at his mom's house or something, and he had been.
Did they find
there.
The people that were considered missing that he was living with?
I don't know. This is only like about him trying to say, look, I'm getting help. I'm seeking some help here. I need to go get some treatment. And then this treatment is really starting to line up with that timeline of press that you want to do for The Flash when that comes out. So
I don't know why, but I have been so tuned out of the entire Ezra Miller saga.
Have you?
I don't know if it's because I have no interest in seeing The Flash.
I don't know much more
about this guy, except that he's been doing crazy stuff and he's been getting himself in trouble and he might be putting this movie in jeopardy. Probably won't be.
Right. But there's no way they're going to shelve it. But again, they shelved the Batgirl thing. So,
well, they shelved the Batgirl thing because it was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. And they thought it was just no chance it was going to raise the money that they were looking for.
So, like, yeah, I mean, I get it. I've been hearing the stories, been following the stories. We've been talking about it. But then every time it comes up, they're like, oh, what's going on with Ezra Miller? And I go, don't care.
I don't know. It does not register on my radar. I have various things like that, too. I don't care about royal family stuff, mostly. I could care less about, like...
That's a big one that people get into that I'm like... Mm.
Meghan Markle and Prince... I could care less about anything happening in that world. There are people who are way into it, but it doesn't do anything for me.
Like, when Sabrina brought up the underwear being auctioned off, and I was looking for the auction site to see if I could find what it's at or what it is, and the problem we were having where all the stories, if you try to Google it, all you're finding is stories about the underwear.
Right.
And they're like, you know, the infamous Vegas romp, and I'm like, what infamous Vegas? It's not infamous to me.
Yeah, it's for people who are, like, there's... what are they? Not royal files, but there's something like that where they're just obsessed over the royal family. I like the sexy stories, but just the ins and outs of that one doesn't do it for me. It doesn't move the needle. There's a couple other things that I have like that, too, that
now,
I just don't get into.
Weirdly enough, as much as I don't care about the royal family, I did love that HBO Max show, the animated one. Where it was the grandkid that was the main character.
I didn't even hear about that.
It was this comedian that had like a joke social media page where he just made memes about one of the young princes, or I don't even know if he's a prince.
The prince.
It's called The Prince?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the episodes are like 15 minutes apiece, and it's just like satire on the entire family.
The Adult Swim, the you know, it's well written. Huh. It made me LOL, that's for sure.
I didn't even hear about that when it came out. All right, let's see here. Let's check in with you. Actually, we're going to take a quick break. Then we're going to hear from Eat, Sith, and Die, Cranes, Jack, Trav, Jay Boogie, Izzo, all you who are chiming in with your dispatches. Get your name in that line. Go get the app right now and record your dispatch. Go to thenewsjunkie.com. When we come back, we'll get to that. Plus, let's go hit this kid. Famous last words? I'll explain more next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
You text us at 77031 and we say it on the air. Sometimes
we might even give you credit.
Standard data and message rates apply. Real Mobile is powered by Orange Buick GMC and orangebuickgmc.com. We are professional grade.
From the Radio. Preparing
you
for the impending robot uprising.
This is the News Junkie.
And I wonder if this is true or not. How many times today, ask yourself this question, how many times today have you lied? How many times? The smallest of lies could count. And how many times do you think that you have actually lied so far today? Because when I think about this, I'm like, I don't do this. I don't do it like the way that they're saying.
What are they defining as a lie?
So there's this story that came in where they said that the average person tells 4 lies every day. And they talked to 2,000 U.S. adults. And they said
2,000 U.S. liars.
Admitted for the most part. Commissioned by one poll, the study reveals that 53% of Americans believe they're good at spotting when others are lying to them, and 8% think they're poor at it. They talk about things like bluffing skills, which isn't really lying, I don't think, playing poker and all that. But they said on average, Americans lie 4 times a day. And they feel that other people lie to them about 6 times per day. And what they mean here is something like if you said, oh, do you like my shirt? And they'd be like, oh, yeah, I really love your shirt. And they're considering that a lie. I don't engage in these kind of conversations.
Would you consider, or do you think, you know, maybe I'll ask you guys personally, but also according to the survey,
mm-hmm.
would texting the word LOL after something and you are not, you haven't even did, you didn't even do like the out of your nose air that could be considered a chuckle for New Age. Would that be considered a lie if you're not LOLing?
I think it might fall under this. And if so, I've definitely been guilty of that one.
Like, today?
No, not today, but within the week, within the last week. I've been guilty of doing that because somebody sends you what they think is a funny thing and you don't want to let the text just sit on read. And so you're like, I got to react in
some
way. You
on read receipts?
I mean, I don't even know if I am or not, honestly.
I don't think you are.
I could see when other people have seen the text or, and I just want to give them some response if it's somebody that I know. So I'll be like, thumbs up or whatever.
Ha-ha.
Yeah. And then like, I've definitely been very, very easy to give out the LOL when it wasn't deserved by the comment.
Well, I mean, you've just been inaccurate about it.
Yeah.
You did not laugh out loud.
No, not. And again, this is.
But I think LOL has become so common that it's just now it's just like a colloquial.
That's such a hard word.
Way to respond to something that by, you know, just a way to tell somebody, oh, amusing.
Yeah.
You know, you just put LOL. Give it a little lull.
You could be lying about something as simple as if I go, how you doing today, Celine? You're like, good. You're like, actually, I'm not doing that great, but I'm just going to, I've just said it to end the conversation.
Well, which makes me wonder, like, when they do this study, are they considering that a lie? Are they going by definition of being unhonest?
Yeah, it could be a tiny, tiny sound.
I sometimes find myself in the situation where somebody texts me something and I actually laugh out loud at it.
Mm-hmm.
I go out of my way to say that I actually LOL.
Yeah.
LOL.
I do all caps, ha ha ha, until it goes down to a second line.
Whenever I see things like this, I go, I'm not saying I never have. Certainly, there's been moments where somebody will go, oh, like, this is my new outfit. I'm so excited about it today. Generally, the way I would handle that situation is I would go, oh, I'm glad you're excited about it. That's cool. And I would refrain from actually saying, wow, I totally love that outfit. Because it really doesn't matter whether I like it or not. I'm not some style icon over here. But I don't end up in a ton of situations like that. And I certainly don't put myself like that.
No, but I think that there's stuff that you could look back and realize what you've been, you know, unconsciously lying about, the white lies, the bluffing. Realistically speaking, because I know it's a go-to for examples as far as white lies.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time a stranger besides some like Courtney is asking you how their outfit looks?
It's
either like a given compliment, but then I think
she knows she won't get good news.
You know, she always looks great. I got no problem, but I like, for instance, I would never actually, I do this. I have to, otherwise I'm lying. I will put on something that I'm not confident in and I'll go, do I look stupid in this?
And that totally makes sense.
And she'll go, no. And then I'll be like, you're lying to me. I know I look stupid.
Okay.
And I'll be like, you don't want to hurt my feelings.
Why ask her opinion on it?
That's what she says. She's like, why even ask me to begin with? And I'm like, I shouldn't have done any of this.
My wife has no scruples with hurting my feelings. If I were to put on if I were to put on something, go, does this look stupid? She'd be like, yes.
That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for.
Maybe it doesn't look stupid.
I know she doesn't think it looks stupid.
Or the other day, it wasn't so mean. It was just like, how about this? And she goes, doesn't match.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the nice thing to do. Sometimes you're being nicer by actually doing something that seems a little mean. Let's say I walk up to Sabrina and she's like, hey, how are you doing? And I'm okay. And then I have a big honking booger hanging out of my nose. It seems like, oh, this is kind of mean for me to mention that he looks like an absolute fool right now with a big old booger out of his nose. But you're doing me a favor.
There's a way to dance around that. I mean, I think I've been told. Like, hey, you got something. Get this over here.
Yeah. I run into this situation a lot because I will go to the bathroom and look in the mirror and go, nobody told me there's pepper in my teeth. I've just been sitting around pepper teeth this whole time.
The weird one that you've done like that
now
before.
Now that the cameras have changed, we can see it.
The weird one that you've done before is, I think you said one time, you're like, nobody told me my zipper was down. Well, I mean, I'm not regularly checking your crotch to see if the status of your zipper is successfully in the locked-in position.
Right.
I'm not focusing on that.
Maybe I should check out my crotch more often.
All right, I'm sorry.
Appearances aside, though, what are the lies that people are saying every day? I feel like one I can think of is, like, I have received so many times, hey, sorry, just saying this. And I'm, and
yeah.
Then part of me is like, no, you didn't, but you did maybe get distracted or you didn't know what to say. So now I understand. I can certainly have used that excuse in the past, but would that be, are you lying? Yeah. Are you lying to yourself?
What we're doing is we're using a really, in my estimation, yeah, loose definition of the word lie. To me, a lie is something that's bigger and you know exactly what you're doing in the moment. I think the one that I mentioned earlier is almost subconscious. So if C-Lane says, how are you doing today, Sean? And my morning was terrible. And I'm like, great. Yeah, good. I'm not even engaging. Like, I'm not even engaging enough to understand that I'm lying to this person. I'm actually just going through a social dance that happens almost automatically when two people meet each other. Or you know, talk to each other. I see C-Lane talks to our friend Angel back at the iHeartRadio headquarters from time to time. And like sometimes he'll ask you a question, but you thought it was a different one. So it'll be like, how's the day going? And I'm trying to figure out how this has been worded.
What's going on? What's up?
Yeah, what's up? Great. Yeah. And you end up, you're like, ah, see, that was, we were both in automation for that.
I did it the other day with a neighbor where they didn't even ask me how I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just great? Like, hey, how are you? And I go, great, and you? Okay, never mind, thanks.
It's so awkward when those things happen, but you're not even, like, fully responsible for it.
No, but, and then you wonder, does anyone really care when they ask how are you? Or
no.
It's just so automatic that it's just part of the phrase.
I think one thing that really matters is where you are. Because if you're in like the Midwest where people are much more personable and they care more about stuff like this, if you walk by somebody and you should try this as an experiment and go, hey, how you doing today? The person will oftentimes stop. Yeah, you know, I'm doing okay. I got this going on. And it's a different connection. And then some cities, I don't know why this is the case, but like it seems like some cities are just full of assholes and they don't want to engage in this way. And then we just all get shaped that way by our own personal interactions that are all sort of robotic.
Way too stoner shower thought right now.
Yeah. So they say like every day.
Doubting everything I've ever done.
The average person lies about 4 times.
Now, sometimes there are lies you have to tell because of your job, because you want to make something not so awkward.
What are you lying about, C-Lane?
Yeah, really, this seems very personal.
No, this was more of a gig thing for me, because if I would be on stage and somebody's like, hey, can I sing with you? I used to go, that's not something the bar allows.
You make up your own rules.
And it's backfired.
Trust me, I'd love to do it.
It's backfired, yeah. Backfired on me because one time somebody went to the bartender and then asked them if they could sing, and I was like, son of a bitch.
The workaround.
But it's easier to say, hey, that's not really allowed, or this is not a karaoke bar, than go, hey, I don't want you to do it. You're wasted. This is probably not going to go well.
Do you think if I snap my fingers and said, you know, just like this.
Nice.
Now, no one can lie anymore. Everybody is just like fully honest all the time. It did? Oh, yeah. Liar, liar? Like a liar, liar situation with everybody? I think that would be a much worse situation.
Well, I was crossing lasering an intersection and speeding!
I think it would be so worse if everybody was liar, liared, and we all were just forced to say the things that are on our mind.
Oh, wait, there was... there was another movie about it. The invention.
What's his face?
Ricky Gervais.
Oh yes, I never saw it. I know what you're talking about.
Where they told the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
They like outwardly told the truth, and it's like he had a blind date with Jennifer Garner, and she was taking forever to get to the door, and she opens the door, and she goes, "Sorry, I was masturbating."
Just save that clip for you, me, please. Thank you.
All of that would make things worse more than they would make things better, I think. Let us know what you think. Send it to Dispatch. Go over to thenewsjunkie.com. Get the app and hit record. All right, let's see what you got on your mind. A lot of lies, I'm sure. Just lies on lies. Here is Coffee Dube with a Dispatch.
About the LOL. Honestly, mainly the reason why I use it if I'm replying is just so the other person who is texting me understands that, hey, I got your text. I'm not ignoring you.
Mm-hmm.
Got your little
put
LOL.
Put your seatbelt on.
And that's that. So you won't get that question mark Or then, like, you're a bad friend because you never texted me back about my cool little link that I sent you that you should have LOL'd.
What if it's not LOL? Feel
me.
That's the problem.
What if it's like, Olivia Newton-John dies?
You say LOL?
LOL.
Well, it's like, you know what's
all
funny?
All of a sudden, like, damn, Sabrina's brutal. Right? Send news stories to her.
There was a text fail that was passed around years back where the mother in this situation is texting her daughter to let her know that her aunt passed away this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she thought LOL meant lots of love. So it's like, Aunt Tina died in her sleep this morning, LOL. And she's like, what do you think that means?
We have to have a conversation about this. All right, here's Eat, Sith, and Die with the Dispatch. Whoa.
Hey, just chiming in real quick on the dog with monkeypox.
Coming in hot.
Italian Greyhounds and Whippets are two different breeds. Whippets are actually a little bit taller and a little bit faster. So, anyways, now you know.
Those things are crazy fast.
Whippets are a member of the Hound group, and the smaller Italian Greyhound is a member of the Toy group.
I got somebody in my neighborhood who has two Greyhounds. And it goes against one of the rules that I bitch about from time to time, which is you shouldn't be just letting your dog run off the leash in the park unless this, the key thing that I try to stick to is unless your dog is incredibly well-behaved. And these people have these incredibly well-behaved greyhounds, and they go out there because the dogs are cooped up inside all day, and they just let them go. And those dogs are shredding, man. And they are flying around that park, getting all of that energy out. It's incredible to see how fast those animals can move. This is like, they look like they're just built to run at that speed. When we come back, let's go hit this kid. I'll explain. We got jury duty on the way, the greatest story in the world. It's all coming up. It's the news. Junkie on Real Radio.
Auto renewing every month for the whopping fee of nothing. Just tell your smart speaker to play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio. Send him your tips and your deepest, darkest secrets. Email tips at thenewsjunkie.com.
Some great, top-notch Fat Bear summer action happening today. I mean, just watching these bears go at it. They're still eating and eating and eating. And then when Forrest was over earlier helping on some of the lighting in the studio, and he's helping with some new cameras coming in and all kinds of stuff. Great guy. But when he was in, he was talking about the plugs.
Oh, yeah.
Ceiling's like, wait, what? What's a bear plug? And it's like, oh, God. I don't want to know. Why did you tell me about that?
He said, he also said that it's so the bears don't poop their pants. I was like, bears don't wear pants.
Yeah, they do that right before they go into hibernation at some point in time. And today on the stream, if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and twitch.tv/thenewsjunkie, it's been good Fat Bear summer action going on. And we were on the edge of our seats watching the bears during the break. So keep your eyes out for that. Summer wraps up. Summer, it's still summer to like September or something. I looked yesterday.
You keep asking what day it ends.
I looked and then I forgot. I think it's September 22nd or something.
Wasn't there a big argument when summer started? They're like, astronomical summer starts this, and then calendar summer starts here.
Like the Farmer's Almanac version.
September 22nd.
Okay, so that's the official start of fall.
A little over a month. Now, isn't it a little different for us in Florida? Because when does hurricane season end?
Are we in hurricane season now?
I believe we still are.
It's been quiet so far.
Knock on wood. Oh my gosh. Hurricane season doesn't end until November 30th.
So we still got a long road ahead of us.
So we got fall, but still have possible hurricanes.
So far, so good for the big old fat bears. And they're going to try to get their bellies as big as possible for the fall and winter actually kick in.
Yeah, the three different definitions of summer have it go either till the 23rd of September,
mm-hmm.
which is astronomical season. Meteorological ends the 31st of August. And the solar season... 31st of July, we're already done.
he doesn't like moons, but he likes this.
Wow, dude.
I don't like this either.
No, there was excitement in your voice.
He doesn't like moons, but he likes seasons.
Sean and I are both looking around like,
I just go by what does it feel like, right? And it's hot outside.
Although we don't have a fall.
I got in my car.
You're right, we don't get it.
Yesterday afternoon, I think it was 5-6 o'clock, sun still blazing, 109 degrees.
Ooh.
In my car.
That's up there.
Is that physically possible?
Yeah, that's
T-Lane?
Up there.
What does that say about the three seasons?
I don't, just
look it up. Your farmer's almanac, it, whatever you got
to
do.
He has it on the bookmarks page of fun things I like to look at.
All right, let's hit this kid. Let's go hit this kid.
I don't want to hit it.
The quote at the beginning of this. This is somebody driving around their Tesla trying to prove something wrong that was in a news story recently. And the heads-up display in these Teslas is so cool,
it's
man.
It's insane cool.
And they wanted to see if you're driving it, if a kid stepped out in front of your car, which is a ballsy test, because you got to have a kid step out in front of the car, if it would stop. And I just liked the start of the video.
And let's go hit this kid.
All right, let's go hit this kid. So they cruise
what
on
by. What is that?
That's the guy they hate from this company that's, I think, maybe shorting Tesla, that wanted to make it as if Tesla's automatic driving system was dangerous and would hit a kid, but the competitors wouldn't. But when they tried this, it didn't work like that.
Okay. It's easier.
You put it in drive.
So what's happening? The car refuses to move. Okay.
Oh,
we're moving a little bit. Moving a little bit.
Hit the kid.
And it stopped.
Automatically stopped.
All right, now get out of the way.
It even shows a person in the road in front of the vehicle, and then shows them running. That's wild, man.
Okay, not only that, the last time I was in a Tesla was an Uber in the Sanford area, and I was like, eyes couldn't move from watching that screen because of everything that was so cool, and it's showing where other cars are, and you see the kid on the screen.
Yeah, and it showed the little character moving when the kid ran off the road.
When you stop at a traffic light, it shows the traffic lights on the screen, and it even knows if they're red or green.
Oh, I love that.
We talked about it, the new Audi is somehow their system has the traffic light times.
Yeah, there was one of them that would tell you like right when it turned green or like how much longer
or
there
when
was
to leave your house in order to hit all green lights.
Oh, these cars are getting more and more impressive. This one they did the test and it wouldn't run over the kid. The minute the vehicle saw the child in the road, it recognized that there was somebody there. All right, let's get into this. Let's do jury duty.
Court is now in session.
So put your phone down and pay attention
before we call the bailiff over to whip your ass.
You're now on jury duty with the News Junkie.
Jury duty brought to you by the one, the only Mo DeWitt of the DeWitt Law Firm. Becky Cool on Twitch says, my thermometer is broken in my car because yesterday it said it was 127 degrees outside.
Okay, that's a little hot.
I hope that's not accurate. If it is, we're screwed. We've got major, major problems.
Could crock pot something in that.
That's serious temperatures. Andy says, WTF, the feel-like temp is all about. What WTF is the feel-like temp all about? They say it's 90 degrees, but it feels like 100. Then it's 100. No, it's the feels-like thing we made up. We just made that up because we wanted to put a different scale out there for people. Because it depends on, like, we all know the different types of heat. Like, Vegas heat is way different than
Humidity is a huge factor.
Yeah. And
wind.
And that's one of the things I think that's factored in the feels like temperature. And wind is probably factored in too. Because if it's 95 degrees outside and there's a good wind kicking, it feels cooler than if it's just dead out there and you got no shade whatsoever. The cloudiness, all that stuff, it all goes into to play there. And you know who knows that more than anybody else? Mo DeWitt of the DeWitt Law Firm.
Nice guy.
Return to the live read. And if you're on, if you're in an accident, rather, and you need somebody to help you out, Mo DeWitt is the guy. 866-CALL-MO, 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 or go to justcallmo.com. A very serious incident playing out in Florida. A man named James Hunt, he is 41 years old. He is in trouble. His girlfriend and cohabitant argued on Saturday afternoon about the victim not eating her food at a Burger King in Clearwater, a city near Tampa. The dispute turned violent, they said, when the 53-year-old woman began to leave the restaurant. That's when Hunt threw a cheeseburger at the victim, striking her in the back of the head. Jeez. This action caused the victim to fall over a curb and onto the ground. The victim's chin and lip hit the pavement, resulting in an abrasion and a cut. You got hit by a cheeseburger.
Sounds like a soccer fall.
This thing took you out entirely.
Did it work?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it didn't. If somebody hit me, C-Lane could hit me as hard as he wanted with a cheeseburger. It's not going to knock me over. There's no way in hell. Even if I was walking.
Okay, but if timed, the down the curb is the interesting part. But if you're so startled because you're wondering, whoa, was that a cheeseburger that just hit the back of my head? That could cause you to walk in front of a car, to trip over a curb.
Yeah, the only curveball
here. Land the wrong way.
Is, are you aware that the cheeseburger is coming? Because if you're aware the cheeseburger is coming, you shouldn't have. It's a cheeseburger.
Mm. Eyes in the back of your head.
If you are not aware, and like in this case, if she was like, you know, just hauling ass to leave, and then she gets walloped in the back of the head. Or at Burger King, if she would have got hit with one of those chicken sandwiches, you know, the long ones that they have, that could have probably been more significant in terms of the damage done.
I mean, I think you would have to be, first of all, the hardest you could ever throw a cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. To make, and she would have to be like mid-step off of said curb.
Yeah, to try to get any actual movement.
I mean.
She fell down. She hurt herself. He's in trouble now as a result. An HOA president in Tamarack, Florida, is trying to make himself look even worse, worse than being an HOA president, and was arrested after a series of violent incidents during which a homeowner claims the president pointed a gun at him and racially abused him and members of his family. Seems like a nice guy all around. In the most recent case, the victim said he got into an argument with Joseph Steckler, 77 years old. The victim said Steckler, who was driving a blue Honda Fit, leaned out of his driver's side window and pointed a black firearm at him. When questioned, Steckler denied this. The victim told deputies he had multiple arguments with him in the past. It was not the first time he pointed a gun at him. He called him racial slurs and brandished a handgun in his waistband. In another incident, the victim's son was walking the family dog when he was allegedly accosted by Steckler, who reportedly said, "Pick up after your dog, you little..." What is this? Oh, now I know what it is.
T-word, B-word?
No, it was S star star C. It's a Spanish individual. It took me a while to realize what they were bleeping out there. So things not going well in this neighborhood. And this HOA member, or president in this case, really looking like quite the asshole. Let's work in just one dispatch real quick and see what you guys got going on out there. Here is Bruise Traveler talking about cheeseburger force, which for some reason is a thing today.
Sean, you also have to wonder how much force was behind the cheeseburger being thrown.
Not a lot of weight.
Because, yeah, even though it can splatter, it still can hit you pretty hard.
Wait, the most important thing is not that. The most important thing is be more specific. When you say cheeseburger, just a single cheeseburger from Burger King is a hell of a lot different than a double Whopper with cheese from Burger King, which is a significant piece of meat. That's a big old object that you're flinging at somebody. So those two are very different. That has to factor in.
I mean, I had a friend that
cheeseburger man
got a concussion from having a pillow thrown at her way too hard by somebody. So, yeah, just something to consider.
All right, will do. Thank you.
If I got a concussion from a pillow,
I wouldn't tell anybody about it.
Yeah. People get killed by pillows.
But they have the fighting that they do with, like, what is it, professional pillow fighting or something? Where they go in the ring and these dudes will, like, wind the pillows up as tight as they can and, like, hit each other to try to knock each other out. I don't know why people do this stuff. You got to find better things to keep your time occupied, I think. You do you, I guess. When we come back, the greatest story in the world. I got it right here. And guess what? I actually have a greatest story.
I noticed.
It's a real one. It's a real great, and it's a damn good one today. And stick with us for that. The greatest story in the world coming up next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Measuring success by the number of childhood traumas uncovered.
Your father and I are going to the store.
For show.
To buy lubricant.
Real Radio 104.1.
From
Real
Radio.
They're best friends, unless they're fighting. Are they fighting? It's the News Junkie.
Come on, let's be pilgrims. We knew every Harlem. Settle anywhere under the sun. It's a story for the
More election action. Don't worry. I'm going to get into the greatest story in the world in just a second. But tonight there are some primaries. Another voting in Alaska. Murkowski's a name that's gotten a lot of attention. And then, of course, Liz Cheney, who's a Republican that the MAGA fans are not very fond of. She's been part of the January 6th commission hearings and all that good stuff. And those elections are going down tonight. I saw something interesting where they said in a recent poll, which was a pretty big sample, as I recall, that if they were to go head-to-head in the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis would beat former President Trump in the state of Florida, which, you know, obviously that's where you would expect him to perform the best. His problem would be in states where people, especially Republican voters, aren't really familiar with him. But we'll see what happens tonight with those elections over in Alaska and where's the other one? Wherever. Wyoming. I'm sorry. Wyoming and Alaska are the elections that are tonight. All right, let's go for it. Let's do this thing. Let's do the greatest story in the world.
Hold on, folks, because we're about to do the greatest story in the world.
And the trophy for greatest story in the world today goes to the Houston Astros.
All right.
Ooh, love some baseball, friends. And this is no different situation. A pretty amazing game went down recently. And they had a bunch of the folks who were attached in one way or another to the Uvalde Elementary School shooting come out, and they got a chance to meet the Astros players. And I remember doing this as a kid where you get to meet some Major League Baseball player. It was always cool. And like, even if I didn't know the baseball player, I was still like, whoa, that's a famous person.
When I was in elementary school, there was like some dude on the Orlando Magic came by, and I got his autograph. I had no clue who it was.
But you're still,
I think it was Bo Outlaw.
You're still impressed because you're like, this person's famous.
I met Alonzo Mourning. I went for a signing at a local Office Depot when I was younger.
Did you know who he was at the time?
Yes, I had a card of his. Had it signed and everything.
Do you have it still?
It's somewhere in the pile of never going to make you any money.
Yeah, that doesn't work out, unfortunately, financially sometimes. All right, here it is. This is the moment I'm talking about. So the Uvalde folks go out, they meet a bunch of people, the manager, Dusty Baker, they meet some of the big players for the Astros, and one of them says, hey, I need you to do something for me. And one of the major batters, as they call them, on the Astros says, what can we do? Anything, what can we do for you? And she says, hit a home run for me. And he goes, it's not the easiest thing. Let's see what I could do.
Get this. Alex Bregman of the Houston Astros with a very special home run on Saturday. Watch.
Got a 2-0 count here. As he hits one high, he hits one down.
Home run!
Before the game, a young girl from Uvalde, Texas, asked Bregman to hit a home run. And boy, did he deliver.
It was really cool. Just anything we can do for them. I'm glad they were here today.
Nice.
I think that's. I think it's really nice what they.
You know, they never do these stories when they don't hit the home run.
Right.
The Uvalde kid said, "Can you please hit a home run for me?" And then they get absolutely demolished by the opposing team. Nobody gets a home run. Nobody gets a grand slam. This time it worked out though, which is kind of sweet. So good for the Houston Astros welcoming. All these folks affected.
Imagine
by...
the post-game interview where he's like, I couldn't even hit a home run for Uvalde.
I tried.
They should interview the little girl that he lets down if he didn't do it.
Go back to her afterwards. You should have to face down these kids if you can't do it. That's why it was so ballsy back in the day when Babe Ruth would take the bat and like point it to where he was going to hit this home run. Because if you hit a home run after that, it is a boss move.
Yeah.
It looks cool. If you don't, you look like the biggest idiot ever. It's embarrassing as hell. You don't want to get caught in that trap. It's a bad one. All right, a couple of people chiming in. Here is Stefan. A lot of people focusing on this cheeseburger story over at Burger King where the woman was hit by her boyfriend.
It's weird what people glom onto.
I never can predict, but here they are.
Okay, challenge offered. C-Lane, I hope you accept this. I'm pretty sure you probably will. Sean claims that no matter how hard C-Lane projectile as a cheeseburger at him and won't knock him over.
Mm-hmm. True.
So what you guys should do is get one of those canister guns from like the sporting events that shoot the t-shirts way up into the rafters.
Now that doesn't count.
And put a cheeseburger in it, and C-Lane, you get to fire the cheeseburger at Sean and see if you can knock him over. I feel like it would work.
Let me rephrase.
I'm on board.
Without a cannon, all right? And C-Lane could do it. I've seen you before. You had a potato gun with your friends camping one time.
That's right.
You could probably ram jam a cheeseburger into that thing.
What about a professional baseball player launching it towards the back of your head?
It's going to be way worse.
I think it would hurt. I don't think it would knock you over. But I do think anyone throwing it is going to startle you enough in the right position to trip and fall over.
I don't know.
I stand by it.
The more I think about it, if the professional baseball player, now staying on that level, if they took this and let's say it was like a Whopper and they made it into a ball of cheeseburger in their hands and like really compacted the cheeseburger down into a cheeseburger ball and then whipped it at me, that might do it.
Okay.
Depending on how all the science
works. All right, we got some testing to do here.
This is going to be a mess. I don't want to be in the middle of this. I'm ejecting. I don't want any part of this right now.
When Ashley and I first started dating, we were hanging out one day by the pool, and somebody had made a bunch of shrimp. Maybe I made the shrimp. I don't remember. But I had this like weird thought in my head. I'm like, I wonder how hard I could throw a piece of shrimp.
You wanted to wing it at her?
I asked her and she declined. Yeah. She did not.
What a shocker!
I was like, there's no way this could ever hurt you. It's just a little piece of shrimp.
Yeah, you're not allowed to come after me anymore for the story about when I threw the cup of water at Dylan and he started crying.
Well, you actually
that
did
was
it.
Your child,
but
and you didn't ask permission.
The big note was not what you threw; it's who you threw something at.
I didn't need to ask permission because he was a little kid and I was his dad and I'm in charge of that situation. So I
also
threw a glass of water at him.
That does not help your story.
And he cried like a little baby. No, I felt so
bad. Because he was a baby.
I know. I never felt so bad. He was, just to be clear, he wasn't a baby. He was jumping on a trampoline. He was like 6 or 7.
Right.
He was young.
Impressionable, vulnerable, looks at you to be his everyday hero.
I thought it was so funny. And I just looked and he's just crying. The only time he ever cried harder was when I took him to Marley and Me and he was so mad at me. Why would you take me to this movie? The dog is dying! And I'm like, oh my God. I didn't know it was such a big thing. All right, sorry about this. Here's Mike chiming in with the dispatch.
Paul O'Neill could have hit 2 home runs. Just saying.
What's that from? That's from something, isn't it? Is that from Seinfeld? I remember that name. Or maybe it's just a baseball player and everything seems like that to me. One more. Here is Cranes FC with the dispatch about, it says guns and dildos. Okay.
This is my 14th first dispatch, but as far as credit card companies limiting what you can purchase, they've been limiting or not even allowing purchases dealing in firearms, firearm parts, and ammunition for years. No one said a word about it. I guess it takes dildos to make things happen.
I just happen to think that's insane. I think that if you are operating as a key point, a key cog in the economic machine of America, you should not be able to be like, I don't like this. Like, we don't like pizzas. So no pizza businesses are going to be able to use any transactions with a MasterCard. That's wild to me. Now, of course, they're not going to say it about pizza. They're going to say it about somebody who has an opinion that's not popular, or they're going to say it about somebody who's, like he said, selling guns, because people will be like, you don't want to get involved in the gun trade. I don't think they should be making those decisions. There should be one question. Is it legal or is it illegal? And if it's illegal, then you don't allow them to finance that transaction through your network. And if it's legal, get the hell out of the way and say, we're not going to weigh in on this. That's where I think it should land. Also, our friend, it says Trav on the Ocean. He sent us a photo dispatch with a gator that he caught. He said, gator hunting's very chill. Look at this. Damn. He's got a big-ass gator with his mouth open. God, I've never seen down a gator's mouth before. It's real strange looking.
Yep.
Looks bangable.
I am not going to be the one who tries that.
No.
That is
a dangerous,
risky time. But good for you, I guess. You got to get these things out there and he was able to get that particular alligator. He said, my gator from last year, gator hunting's actually pretty easy going. Okay, we'll get to more of you as we roll on. Also, a new type of transplant that's going down. I've never heard of anything like this before, but you're going to hear about it in just a moment. Trust me on this one. It's probably going to take you by surprise, and it's coming up next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
What happens when we're off the air? At Real Radio 104.1 on Instagram. Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
From the Radio.
Riding the daily roller coaster of viral news from the front row, it's the News Junkie.
I can make your hands clap. I can make your hands clap. Somebody save your soul, cause you've been sinning in the city. I know.
Oh, now I'm starting to get jealous. I've just been thinking over here. Yeah, you ever think about, Sabrina, where you grew up down south in Miami area? Is there a place that is only there that you just get these insane cravings for? Because, and then you can't get it, which makes it so much worse. I always have that.
I mean, there's definitely places, and now I wonder, like, are they even there anymore? Or should I look it up or keep the dream alive? That one of these days I go back and visit, like Steve's Pizza.
Uh-huh.
That was on Biscayne Boulevard, Miami Shores. That was the late night joint to go to. All the cool kids did it. Their pizza was the best, regardless of the fact that it was just late night pizza.
Is that one of those places where they got like the red and white tablecloths?
Yes,
and the, like...
all day.
Yeah.
Great beer specials, pizza the size of your face. Like, and I'm trying to think of what else. Like Miami Subs was a big one for me, but those are all...
Yeah, those changed. Yeah, it's totally different now.
Vicky's Cuban restaurant would be my last one. That would be definitely one that I miss the taste of and don't see it here in Orlando.
It's a specific feeling because you feel this huge connection to this. You're like really hungry for this thing, but you can't immediately get it, which we live in a world right now where everything is so immediate. I want a drum set. I could go on Amazon right now, guarantee you I could have a drum set probably by tomorrow, right? You could get things very, very, very quickly. But something like that, you're like, oh, damn, it's this place. For me, it's a place in West Palm. And C-Lade's talking about he's going to Dave Matthews this coming weekend. And there is a place we used to go to all the time. And right after you said that, I started thinking, oh, CR Chicks. This place, CR Chicks, it just makes you like mouth water thinking about it. And now I'm hating him because he's going down there. That and the there's a lot of Cuban places in South Florida that are crazy good. But the one that's on US 1, I forgot the name of it, that always has a damn line around the block, even in the middle of the night, this place. So, so good. But it's something special. Or Howley's is a place that I always used to go to. In West Palm. Those places are special because they're harder to get to.
I forget what the name of it was. There was a Cuban place in West Palm that we went to one time that had a sign, like I think it was kind of branded. It looked like a chain, but they had all these signs everywhere, like hanging from the wall with their branding. Mm-hmm. And one of them said, good Cuban and bad Cuban. And it was one of their sandwiches. And then a picture of Fidel Castro.
I think that's the place.
Oh,
I think
really?
That's the place I'm talking about. It's on US 1. That's a popular spot there that's always been really, really good. I do want to tell you about a medical breakthrough. It's easy for me to tell you because I got new toner this week.
Oh, good.
God, I can see all the words. I can see all of them. And what it's scammed at is I found this way through Amazon to get toner. I get two things of toner, which probably lasts like, I don't know, 6 months or something. I get it for like $29, and if you buy this stuff that you're supposed to with the printer, it's $120 for one of them. I hate that scam. That is so, so irritating. But anyhow, to the world of science and medicine, the nation's first vaginal fluid transplants have been going on behind the scenes with little to nobody talking about them. They talk about a woman named Jade Genga. And they said that she's one of the first who's been trying this out. And basically, it is what it sounds like. They say they're able to take the fluid from one person and put it in another person, much like I think they do that with fecal samples, too. I think that they do that for gut health. Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. They implant somebody's fecal stuff and somebody else, and it helps out with your like bacteria in your body. This is very similar, but it's based around, you know, a different body part, obviously. They said this summer, Massachusetts General Hospital started performing the first vaginal fluid transplants in the U.S. after years of delays. The hope is the study will offer insights that can help an estimated 21 million Americans. It's a lot of women, from teenagers to middle-aged women who have BV, which is what they call this. BV, bacterial vaginosis. BV is a little easier to digest, at least audibly when you're saying it that way. All right, before we get to your dispatches from the News Junkie app, I wanted to show you something that I saw the other day. And I love these things where we jump into the time machine and go back, because on Dig, they had this thing where it was a news clip from 1961. And I guess at the time, they were going around asking about, they were banning bikinis in Australia, of all places. And whenever I see these things, I'm like, there's so many things in every scene that you could pick out, because this was now almost 80, well, it was 80 years ago, 81 years ago when this stuff happened. And then you have the inevitable, which is when you watch the video like this and you go, how many of these people are dead?
Because everyone.
Everybody's probably dead. It's 81 years old, and these are all grown-ass adults in the frame. Everybody
that
is
looking dark,
at,
man.
It is what it is, though. And this reporter went out to the beach to ask me because they were about to ban a bikini. We're jumping in the time machine.
Here we're on Bondi Beach. Do you think the bikini should be banned?
Oh, definitely not, no.
Why do you say that?
Well, I think most Australians like sunshine, and, well, the more sunshine you can get on your body, all the better.
I mean, what did you think she was going to say? This woman is in a bikini that he's interviewing. I'm kind of impressed that they had the equipment that they had at this point in time.
I feel like they colored it afterwards.
The footage? No, it says in color. I mean, maybe they did color it afterwards, but in the 60s, there was definitely color television, right? I mean, that's where they
maybe
started.
A couple having colors.
Well, it goes way back. Technicolor started with some of the first movies, or like Wizard of Oz and stuff. And Wizard of Oz, I think, is older than that.
Maybe I'm wrong. It just seems
sure
very
exactly
vibrant.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just the microphone is like kind of smaller than what I would have expected, and it works.
I think once you've worn a bikini, you'd never wear a one piece costume again.
Tell me about it. Oh, look at
what's
this little kid.
Antonio.
How old are you, Antonio?
He's talking to an ice cream cone.
Antonio is
He's talking into an ice cream cone. How stinking cute.
Antonio's in the middle of plowing through this ice cream cone.
And Antonio is what, 70 now?
No. This footage is 80 years old, 81 years old. So
he's 90.
Yeah, he's probably like 90. He could be alive, though. Antonio could be alive. Unless he ate too much of this ice cream throughout the journey of his career. But he's holding the ice cream cone like it's the
what
microphone.
What
leave him alone.
It's a swimsuit.
What do you think of bikinis? Do you think they should be...
Bro, what are you doing? You're now asking a little kid what his thoughts are on bikinis as he's plowing through his ice cream. Brock BDM on Twitch says, leave the little kid alone. What are you doing?
People should be allowed to wear them.
I ran away from him.
Do you think that bikinis should be banned?
No, of course not.
Why not?
Oh, it's just the fashion. There's nothing wrong with them.
I wonder if it was much more rare at that point to see like a reporter somewhere and to be involved in something.
Because
yeah,
they all
TV
look surprised. Like,
yeah,
what is going on
like,
here?
Whoa, what do you got going here? This is way back in 1961 in Australia. I always love looking at old footage like that. The other day on one of these streams I was doing, I showed like there was a clip, and this would have been so trippy to watch. There was a clip of a newscast where in the middle of the newscast, they switched to color television. So like they were already broadcasting, and then all of a sudden, all of the colors come into play.
So that would be fun to watch. They did a thing. Remember when all the TV stations, they had a deadline that they had to convert to HD and stop using their old signal?
Right.
A lot of the like local news TV stations did like a live remote at the transmitter site, showing the guy turning off
the, hit the button.
Turning off the antenna for the old stuff and only HD now.
Yeah, that was a weird
one. A lot of them were fake.
That was almost like Y2K-ish because they were so worried that old people were no longer going to be able to watch their local TV because they didn't adapt and get the new antennas that they were going to need to have. They always worried about that, and there's never really as big of an issue as they think. Husky Hemsworth chiming in with a dispatch about Steve's Pizza, apparently. Let's see what he says.
I went to Steve's Pizza about 5 years ago. I've heard it's changed price-wise and quality-wise. But yeah, it was good pizza, good big pizza, fair price. But the only thing that grabbed everybody is they dumped a butt ton of sugar in their sauce. It was like the sweetest sauce I've ever had in my life.
Very true.
It was crazy.
Where'd you go to high school?
I still give it like a 7 out of 10. But I definitely...
Well, that's not bad.
It was definitely freaking busy on like a Tuesday night. It's crazy.
Is that the place that also has arcade games or no? Did Steve's Pizza... Okay. Because when I watched that movie... It wasn't King of Kong, Fistful of Quarters.
You're talking about... That wasn't a pizza place. That was Ricky's.
Oh, okay. It was like an Italian place or something?
Yeah, and that was next to my high school. And that was more like wings... And arcade games.
What was that from King of Kong?
Yeah.
The guy
who owned it was the one who was the world record holder.
Yeah, he was really...
He looked like 80s Jesus.
He was really good at video games, and he loved America, by the way. Which, one of my favorite parts of that documentary, if you've never seen King of Kong, Fistful of Quarters, is where he was trying to be patriotic, and he's like, that's why I wear this tie. I love this country. And then he looks down and realizes he wasn't wearing the American flag tie. And he's like, damn it.
Piano, but okay.
It didn't work out quite well. Here is, let's see here. Let's go to Jay Boogie with a dispatch.
Hey, news junkies.
Hey, you.
I just wanted to say, after listening to what Sean said about Capri Suns, which I thought was kind of hilarious. Yeah, Capri Suns aren't great. And yeah, they do actually grow mold and stuff if they're not refrigerated. But I think you're sleeping on something. Now, it's not Sunny Delight because that was awful too, but Squeeze-Its. Those things taste great. Of course, it's like one or two gulps if you're an adult, but man, remember Squeeze-Its? Those were the S back in the day, man. I used to love me some Squeeze-Its.
I did have those back in the day, but I feel like some of that stuff doesn't hold up. Once you're an adult...
I don't know that I would like a Squeeze-It anymore.
Your taste buds at some point, the little kid taste buds pack up and they head out and I don't know where they go.
Yeah, we trade it for alcohol.
Oh, and their adult taste buds pop in, and they put their suitcases down and pack everything away. And then when you try something you had when you were a little kid, like you try fruit by the foot, and you're like, what the hell? Why was I eating this? This is unbelievable that I was able to down this before. I think something happens at some point in time where your taste buds just change into adulthood. When we come back, we're going to do the final dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut. And today I learned to wrap everything up for a Tuesday. Stay with us. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Watch the action live on Facebook or YouTube. This is the News Junkie.
As the sun comes up, shining down on the tin, after 2 weeks living in, I'm dying again. I guess I lost.
Final dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut. And today I'm going to wrap everything up for a Tuesday. Matthew emails tips@thenewsjunkie.com. He says, Sean, been listening since the early morning and a major secret show follower. And he continues, we do whole home power, solar, battery backup, and control. We were talking about this yesterday. He said, those shingles you mentioned are bad because they gather heat and are less efficient. Yeah, I'm not talking about the ones they have now. I've said whenever I talk about solar stuff, I think we're almost there. Like, we're almost there. Once they get this, like, twice as good as it is now, twice as effective, twice as cheap, then we'll be at a real good spot with solar. But none of these things are going to work on their own. You're going to need them as part of a larger plan. And I think, because I actually care about stuff like this, if you really want to do something good for the climate and you really want to focus on an overall power plan, you got to have nuclear in that overall plan. It's just smarter, better, and in many ways not being done. Shingles are bad because they gather heat and are less efficient. You want some space between the roof and the panel to shed that heat, which totally makes sense. You'd be surprised. I'm from Florida, and I live in Texas, Miami. South Florida market is number one in the country for highest rise of electrical costs per kilowatt hour, and Dallas is number two. It's crazy how busy we are. Check it out. It's a bit of the Wild West out there as far as solar goes, and Tesla Powerwalls suck. They're all marketing. And he sent some other links for Fortress Power and HomeGridEnergy.com. A lot of people seem to be heading in that direction. We're talking to boss man Bradshaw, and he's like, yeah, you know, I've got a solar panel setup. His is a little bit different. A lot of people are going to that because why not? I mean, if you could generate enough electricity to run your own house, how badass is that? Mm. I like to make everything as bulletproof as I can in life, and that sounds pretty bulletproof to me.
I've been shopping around, like, on Amazon looking for options for, like, portable solar,
mm-hmm.
for, like, going for, like, tailgating or camping, right. or something like that, where you would have, like, you know, they have those power banks that you charge up. That you got me one for, like, Christmas one year, uh-huh. or my birthday or something, that has, like, four ports in it, and it holds a charge for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have those on a slightly bigger scale that you can charge at home that have, like, AC power and a bunch of ports and stuff, or you can plug in solar panels to
so
it.
So if you were going out in the woods camping for a week, then you wouldn't be screwed.
Or if you're like an RV kind of person
and
doing that kind of camping, you could have a setup like that to power small refrigerators, televisions, stuff like
that's
that.
That's cool technology.
I think it's great technology.
I think it's fun. Before we get to the final dispatches and start wrapping everything up here, C-Lane sent in a group text yesterday. I can't believe they're doing this, but we were talking about how Google is starting to push against Apple because people are being bullied, they say, for having different colored text bubbles in a group chat or for other things that happen when you're on an Android phone and everybody else is on an iPhone in a group chat. And C-Lane caught on, I think it was TikTok, right?
Yeah, so
they're running ads now.
My
so stupid.
Ashley and I do this thing where we'll, like, sit on the couch for a while and she'll just watch TikToks, and I'm like, you're just watching them yourself. At least put them on the TV so I could see them.
Sure.
And then every couple, you know, I'll be like, ooh, send me that one. I want to send it to them. Ooh, send me that one. I want to send it to them. And so that one came up, and it was this sponsored ad from Google, and I was like, can you send ads? Can you send me that ad? And she was like, why? I go, we were talking about this on the show that they were saying that kids are getting bullied, and Ashley went, well, they should buy better phones then.
This is not working for them. It's such a weird look.
It's embarrassing. Like, I would be embarrassed if I was an Android user as well.
They're like doubling down on the idea that you're going to get bullied if you're an Android user. How is that a good way to sell more Android devices? Maybe it's not supposed to be. Maybe it's simply
it's their peer pressure to Apple. But why would Apple want to do that?
I don't know. That's like, and it's weird for one business to expect another business to do something like that,
especially with ad campaigns. And I feel like it's going to start to trickle with content creators. I think I saw something with like this Vanessa Hudgens or something.
Like influencers are getting
into like, that? Yeah, my friends and I always find ourselves in this battle because of the green text.
This is the dumbest campaign I've heard of in a long time.
I just
don't
see the point.
Could you imagine if you searched on Google for Apple and the top listing was like the Wikipedia for Apple the fruit, and Apple was like, we need to get Google to fix that. Google's not going to fix this. They don't care about that. They care about it unless they think it's better for the user experience. And you're basically saying, hey, Apple, you're causing people to get bullied. Now they're running ad campaigns about it. Oh, man. That whole thing is so bizarre to me. But it's real, and you might be seeing that on social media platforms soon. All right, let's get into the final dispatches. William with a solid correction. Thank you, William. Go ahead with it.
Hey, Sean, the 1961 is not 80 years ago.
Thanks.
Learn how to do math, please.
I only said that like five times, too. You're right. Yes, I'm losing my mind here today at the end of the show. It was 61 years ago.
I got so many texts on the texting service and one to my personal
because I said it multiple times.
To my personal phone.
Why didn't you tell me?
It was during a break.
I had already locked into the number 81.
Listen, Peisenberg listens on iHeart, and so his comments come in like 3 minutes late.
He's
on national
time. I deserve
that.
My mistake. Sorry about it. I'll try to be more accurate with my math, William. Thank you for
100 years ago, that video. Crazy.
I just said 81 once and then didn't think about it again. It just kept doubling, tripling, quadrupling down. Here's Izzo Head with a dispatch.
Happy Tuesday, news junkies. Hey. I'm sharing the show by putting a magnet at the fridge at my work.
Nice.
So, do my part. And as far as like street skating, I skated through middle school and high school and destroyed my knees through it. But street skating is the more associated with like doing stairs and rails and like ledges and that kind of stuff. Versus vert, which is like on the ramps, like
right.
Sean was saying with the half pipes and stuff. So that's a difference. And I hope you guys have a great Tuesday. See ya.
Did he mention that? Because the title of his dispatch was Skate or Die, which was a pre-Tony Hawk game. And it didn't have nearly as good a graphics as Tony Hawk did or anything. But it was really fun back in the day. I think a lot of people played that. If you're in the right age graphic or age demographic, you're going to understand that phrase more than most other people. All right, let's wrap it up and get out of the way. Actually, we have time. Let's just squeeze one last dispatch in. Oh, here's Chug sending in a dispatch of himself at Howley's, which I just mentioned on the show. Was one of the places that I thought about and missed. That's a killer spot, man. It's like one of those diners that's open really, really late at night, and you could get full bar drinks in there. Oh, Howley's is awesome. All right, let's do the stories that didn't make the cut. Brought to you by our good friends over at Nations Trucks. Here's the deal. If you want a great truck, there are a lot of different places to go. But they have something for everybody. They got those fancy luxury trucks up to, like, there was one that was close to a six-figure truck. This thing is badass. Then they got work trucks. They got the best selection of lifted trucks in the state of Florida.
Diesels, 4x4s.
All of them. They got your truck is what they have on the lot right there. And more importantly, maybe even than what they have for inventory, is the fact that their sales staff is the best. They're going to be super nice to you. They're going to take care of you and bring you through the process from front to back. If you've never bought, if you've never purchased a vehicle before, it could be kind of daunting, but they make the process really easy. So go check them out. NationsTrucks.com. The folks in Orlando are not thrilled about the plan now to try to make downtown Orlando safer after a story went national about a shooting in downtown Orlando. They said
a mass shooting.
Yes, because what was it?
Seven people
ended up getting shot. Nobody died, thankfully. No. And it looks like it was just like violence between two groups of morons that were all amped up after the club let out. Orlando residents got a closer look at the proposed plan to make downtown safer at a city council meeting Monday. City commissioners discussed the plans they've been working on for months. And years past, most people carried knives or knuckles. They didn't carry guns. So guns are what's harming our downtown, says Regina Hill. This after this incident where seven people were sent to the hospital after a shooting. The street party atmosphere that we have in downtown is a challenge. And we feel that sound is one of the ways that gets promoted, according to the assistant director for downtown development. Mayor Buddy Dwyer heard from several people who questioned how controlling noise could prevent fights and shootings.
What?
Which does make
what
sense.
What does that even mean?
One of the things that they're going to be doing is they want to like make sure that they limit noise outside downtown. And they're like, well, how is limiting noise going to stop people from shooting each other? And they don't have great answers for all of this. They also said it will be impossible for us to continue to do live music or any entertainment under this ordinance if it went through. That's the owner of the Beecham Theater, Frank Hamby, saying that. What's sneaking out here, folks, is the actual plan for the mayor of Orlando, Buddy Dwyer. Buddy Dwyer wants to kill those bars and clubs. He's wanted to do it for a while. He wanted to see if he could use COVID to do it, which is why he said maybe some of these places will never open up again, and that, you know, somehow that will be better for downtown. Buddy Dwyer has Buddy Dwyer has a vision of downtown where there's going to be like luxury stores and stuff. It's a work of fiction. It's not going to be anything that could easily be segued into. I think he's a dodo on this issue, and he's trying to get his dream in play there by getting those bars, clubs, everything out of downtown, maybe even at all costs. So I think that's kind of filtering into some of the response here. All right, let's wrap it up. Let's do Today I Learned.
The following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ. So don't get cocky. Now it's time for what we call Today I Learned.
It is Today I Learned for a Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. Today I Learned sponsored by J. David Tax Law. Peace of mind is only a click or a phone call away. Today I learned the guitarist for this band.
Queen.
Queen is correct. Queen guitarist Brian May. He uses banjo strings on his electric guitars. Banjo strings are much lighter or thinner and can bend much easier, making that signature Queen sound. I never heard anybody doing that
never
before.
Never knew that.
But I guess that that's what he did to make some of the actual sounds and songs that you know Queen for. Today I learned the woman who created the green bean casserole is in the Inventors Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Wanted to share that with you. Wanted to let you know. Use that at Thanksgiving dinner when you're trying to look for something to talk about with everybody else.
Going
to
blow people away.
Yeah, you're going to knock their socks right off. Today I learned one of the founding members of this band.
Police.
The Police is correct. The father of Stuart Copeland, a founding member of the rock band The Police, was one of the founders of the U.S. CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. He's Miles Copeland Jr. He was a musician as well, but, you know, the whole CIA thing may be a bigger legacy for good or for bad that he left behind. Today, Ronald Reagan, the former president, he started eating Jelly Bellies, the jelly beans, to quit smoking while he was in office. He kept it up so much that during his terms as president, he would have more than 300,000 jelly beans shipped to the White House every month, which seems...
That's a lot of jelly. Did he not have teeth?
It seems like you're trading one addiction for another.
That's what people do.
I don't want to smoke. I'm going to eat 8 billion Jelly Bellies. Today I learned this cereal.
This is going to take a while.
Fruit Loops.
Sugary. Sugar.
Cocoa. Frosted Flakes.
Smash Mouth. Sugar Smacks. Maybe too old for both of you. Sugar Smacks.
An old cereal.
Debut in the 1950s had the highest sugar content of any cereal at 55% per weight of the actual product. They even had to tone it down to be in compliance with some FDA rules because it had that much sugar at the time. And finally, today I learned of many acts at Woodstock, this guy included.
Joe Cocker.
Joe Cocker is correct. Also, Jimi Hendrix, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. They didn't get paid very well at the original Woodstock. Jimi Hendrix got $18,000. Blood, Sweat, and Tears got $15,000. Joe Cocker got $1,300.
Okay.
Santana got $750. And Sean and I only got $700. It's a shame. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We do appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. West Palm, the Greek Zone's coming up next. In Orlando, it's the Jim Colbert Show. It's on the way, and it's all right here on Real Radio.